in Trump versus United States, the Supreme Court ruled that the president and former presidents may not be prosecuted for exercising core constitutional powers and are entitled to a presumptive immunity from prosecution for all official acts. The justices ordered the lower courts to apply this decision to the Donald Trump case being led by Jack Smith. In City of Grants Pass versus Johnson, the enforcement of generally applicable laws regulating camping on public property does not constitute cruel and unusual punishment prohibited by the Eighth Amendment. The Supreme Court has ruled that the law which disallows people from sleeping on public streets can be enforced against the homeless population. In Fisher versus United States, the Supreme Court has ruled that the key charge used to prosecute and sentence hundreds of Americans for walking through the U.S. Capitol building on January 6th, obstruction of an official proceeding, does not apply, which likely means freedom for many American political prisoners. In Loper Bright Enterprises versus Raimondo, the Supreme Court overturned a 40-year-old case called Chevron that granted radical levels of power to federal agencies. Spike Cohen, at Real Spike Cohen, explains this case and its importance. A family fishing company, Loper Bright Enterprises, was being driven out of business because they couldn't afford the $700 per day they were being charged by the NMFS, the National Marine Fisheries Service, to monitor their company. The thing is, federal law doesn't authorize the NMFS to charge businesses for this. They just decided to start doing it in 2013. Why did they think they could get away with just charging people without any legal authorization? Because in 1984, in the Chevron decision, the Supreme Court decided that regulatory agencies were the experts in their field, and the court should just defer to their interpretation of the law. So for the past 40 years, federal agencies have been able to interpret laws to mean whatever they want, and the courts had to just go with it. It was called Chevron deference, and it put bureaucrats in charge of the country. It's how OSHA, the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, was able to decide that everyone who worked for a large company had to get the jab or be fired. No law gave them that authority. They just made it up. It's how the ATF, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, was able to decide a piece of plastic was a machine gun. It's how the USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service, the NRCS, is able to decide that a small puddle is a protected wetland. It's how out-of-control agencies have been able to create rules out of thin air and force you to comply, and the courts had to simply defer to them because they were the experts. Imagine if your local police could just arrest you for any reason, and no judge or jury was allowed to determine if you'd actually committed a crime or not. Just off to jail you go. That's what Chevron deference was. It was not only blatantly unconstitutional, it caused immeasurable harm to everyone. Thankfully, it's now gone. We haven't even begun to feel the effects of this decision in the courts. It will be used for years to come to roll back federal agencies, and we'll all be better off for it. And that's why politicians and corporate media are freaking out about it. Spike Cohen. In an era of bad news, the U.S. Supreme Court has brought us some good tools that we the people can wield to work on restoring America. Happy Independence Day. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Of course, the latest from Greg Reese, the latest Reese report can be found at ban.video and InfoWars.com. Recent key decisions of the Supreme Court. We'll be right back on the other side with your daily dispatch. This is American Journal. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. Of course, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. We got a lot of politics to get into, and also bird flu. Not making the headlines, but it's happening.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements, and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law, and IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the Deep Earth Crystal Pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
It's Wednesday, July 10th, in the year of our Lord, 2024. And you're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
I think it's time to blow this thing.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to The American Journal. We've got some big news for you today, including a look at how the intelligence community transforming Operation Mockingbird for the modern age. How the intelligence community is using their connections with social media to fabricate the threat of a white supremacist terror to then get the political authority to go after their peaceful political opponents. And that's just one small part of today's show. We have a lot to get into, and we'll get into all of it. Lots of videos to show you. No guests today, so we'll be taking calls throughout the second half of the show. But let's just get into it, shall we? Here it is, your Daily Dispatch. All right, here it is, folks, your Daily Dispatch for Wednesday, the 10th of July, 2024. U.S. Gaza aid pier to be permanently dismantled after operating for just 20 days. Yes, it's over, folks. The dream is over. The pier, which had delivered the equivalent of a single day's pre-war land aid deliveries in 2 months, will reportedly be removed in just a few days' time. The U.S. military pier, built 2 months ago as a way to bring seaborne humanitarian aid into Gaza, is to be permanently dismantled within a few days, according to a new report. The Associated Press reported that the pier, which has had to be moved repeatedly to avoid bad weather, would be reconnected to the Gaza coastline on Wednesday, but would operate for just the next few days before being disassembled by the U.S. Army and Navy. The AP quoted unnamed officials as saying that the pier would be put back into place only long enough to remove humanitarian supplies, which have accumulated in Cyprus and on a floating dock offshore since the pier went out of action on the 28th of June as a result of weather conditions. Yes, folks, it's been a saga. It's really been quite a saga. First moved into position on the 17th of May, the pier has been operational for fewer than 20 days, and for most of those days, aid deliveries were simply unloaded onto the beach without actually being distributed around Gaza because of security concerns. I mean, there have been disasters in the past, military disasters, but I don't know if there's ever been a failure quite like the U.S. Gaza aid pier. Where first they delivered aid to the IDF. first they used the pier to deliver food to the people committing the genocide. Then they used the pier to apparently transfer American servicemen or American mercenaries to help carry out the hostage rescue, which saved 4 hostages but killed 274 Palestinians. Then they left a bunch of food for Gaza on the beach without distributing it, and then the pier washed away in the breeze. So, well done, U.S. Army. Another humiliation on the books. Meanwhile, Biden admin whistleblowers claim billions of taxpayer dollars used by government contractor to traffic children on the border. I mean, it's nice to have a whistleblower say this, but that is the purpose of the Office of Refugee Resettlement. So I'm not sure what the whistle being blown here is. This is the purpose of the billions of dollars spent. None of this is unknown. The Biden administration Office of Refugee Resettlement failed to vet sponsors responsible for caring for unaccompanied children apprehended crossing the border, whistleblowers told senators Tuesday, describing several cases of apparent human trafficking involving the minors and their sponsors. What I discovered was horrifying, says Deborah White, a federal employee detailed to the Department of Health and Human Services Office of Refugee Settlement, ORR. She said, quote, what I discovered was horrifying. Children were being trafficked with billions of taxpayer dollars by contractor failing to vet sponsors and process children safely with government officials complicit in it. And we'll get back into this, but I mean, we've been talking about this forever. They lost 85,000 children, and that was like 6 months ago. The number is said to be upwards of 200,000 at this point. And some of these are just legitimate, classic cartel human trafficking programs. The government is not just complicit, but active in this process. They actually transport the children for the human traffickers. Again, we'll get back into that, but it's, just as bad as it sounds. Meanwhile, in the Israel-Hamas war, Israeli airstrike kills at least 25 in southern Gaza. An Israeli airstrike on a school-turned-shelter in southern Gaza killed at least 25 Palestinians on Tuesday, as heavy bombardment in the north forced the closure of medical facilities in Gaza City and sent thousands fleeing in search of increasingly elusive refuge. Israel's new ground assault in Gaza's largest city is its latest effort to battle Hamas militants regrouping in areas the army's previously said had been largely cleared. Yeah, they haven't actually cleared anything. No, they haven't actually done significant tangible damage to Hamas at all. They're still cropping up in places that were supposedly cleared of Hamas months and months ago. And so they're just killing more women and children. So earlier airstrikes in central Gaza killed at least 14 people, including a woman and four children, according to hospitals that received the bodies. Israel has repeatedly struck what it said are militant targets across Gaza since the start of the war 9 months ago. But of course, at the start of the war 9 months ago, we told you that Hamas was in tunnels and that airstrikes don't hurt them. And they know that, and they've been bombing ever since. So Hamas is fine. It's just the civilians that are being slaughtered. Moving on, Biden continues with his 2024 campaign with Democrats uncertain of his ability to win. Democrat lawmakers suggest focus on Biden's mental fitness is ageism and ableism, which is true, I guess. No, I guess it's true. Yeah, ableism. We want a president that is able. This is not discrimination. It's survival. It's a survival instinct. Then Representative Stephen Horsford said critics of President Biden appear to be rooted in ageism and ableism rather than his policies. His policies, you know, like giving billions of dollars to human traffickers on the southern border. I don't think you want us focusing on his policies, actually, if you think about it. The Nevada congressman appeared on CNN Newsnight with Abby Phillip Monday night. Some of his fellow Democrat colleagues have called for Biden to step aside following his disastrous debate performance. And the takeaway of this story is essentially that, yes, they are still pushing Biden. They're still in total turmoil. Lots of speculation about this. Maybe we'll take your calls on this later, what we think is going to happen. My reading of it is, it's too late. They're stuck with Biden. They have to run Biden. I don't think he's being replaced anytime soon. There's nobody to replace him. But it's all essentially up to the deep state, who seems to be behind Biden in this. I know there's a lot of speculation that this is like a war between the deep state and Biden, that the deep state wants him gone, but he's refusing to go. And there's, you know, some evidence to that. But I think if you look at things like we looked at earlier this week with General Milley saying, actually, Biden is perfectly competent and capable, and we want him to be the leader. They want the useless puppet that they're used to. So I don't think he's going anywhere. Meanwhile, we have this. Meta tightens the reins on anti-Zionist terminology. Meta, the owner of both Facebook and Instagram, has taken further stance in censoring content that uses the term Zionist, particularly in a way that conflates the term with Jewish or Israeli identities. Except it's not really conflated. I mean, that's very weird. That's a weird thing to say. That's like, they're cracking down on content that uses the term Catholic, particularly in a way that conflates the term with Christian. It's like, well, it's not conflation. It's relation. They're related. These things are intertwined deeply and significantly. That's okay. Previously, the term was tightly regulated only in very explicit instances. However, the revised guidelines now include a broader array of phrases where neither Jew nor Israeli are specifically mentioned, signaling a significant shift in policy. The impetus for this policy enhancement came in the aftermath of October 7th. Obviously, the event has catalyzed several changes in Meta content moderation practices. Because, of course, you can't criticize the people committing genocide because they're Jewish. The World Jewish Congress has applauded Meta for its decision to treat the inappropriate usage of the term Zionist as a substitute for Jews as anti-Semitic Tier 1 hate speech. Anti-Semitic Tier 1 hate speech. Tier 1, my God. You know, maybe we'll get into this a little bit later. But Zionism is essentially just Jewish supremacy. So, you know, this is like Facebook banning talk about white supremacy. Because it conflates white supremacists with white people. But they would never do that, obviously, because they're not white supremacists. And finally, we have this. Nearly 1.8 million chickens to be culled in the latest bird flu outbreak at a Colorado poultry farm. So, yes, it's exactly like we said it would happen. They put in emergency measures where a declaration of emergency would be instituted as soon as a PCR test was positive. Then they sent out millions upon millions of PCR tests. One came back positive, and so now they're killing millions of chickens. Nearly 1.8 million chickens will be killed after a bird flu was detected at an egg-laying operation in Weld County, a major resurgence on a commercial farm of the disease that has already seen more than 6 million birds culled. Not dead from the disease, remind you, no, killed by the state. Government Jared Polis verbally declared a disaster declaration for the facility over the long holiday weekend. The move activates the state's emergency operation plans and makes additional resources available to respond to the outbreak. The mass culling, or depopulation as the state described it, is the second largest in a commercial flock since bird flu was first detected in Colorado in early 2002. In June 2022, an outbreak at a commercial poultry facility, also in Weld County, resulted in more than 1.9 million birds being culled. The strain of bird flu, also known as highly pathogenic avian influenza, is the same as the one currently circulating through Colorado dairy herds, but the infection in cattle have rarely been fatal. The same is not true of infections in birds, hint the highly pathogenic part of the virus's name. Since its discovery in Colorado, part of a worldwide bird flu outbreak, the disease has killed untold number of wild birds, as well as mammals such as bears, mountain lions, and skunks. When bird flu infiltrates a poultry farm, whether it's a commercial one or a backyard variety, standard protocol is to kill the entire flock and destroy any eggs to prevent the disease from spreading. Producers may be entitled to compensation from the federal government for their losses. So, yeah, 67,000 were killed in February, 6 million killed so far in Colorado because of two cases of avian influenza, apparently. You get one PCR test. And that's that for your entire flock, because it's not about bird flu. And even if it was, it's highly likely that this is exactly what the Russians said what the Russians said would be the next plan. I said early on in the Ukraine conflict, one of the reasons they were going into Ukraine is because they had discovered a plot to infect wild birds with bird flu, send them in their typical migration pattern, and let them infect all of the farm birds on the way. And that appears to be exactly what's happening. Coincidence? No. I'm going to say no on that. That's not a coincidence. That's on purpose. So, yeah, we got just complete insanity across the board. As always, nothing particularly new about that. I got lots of videos to go to here today as well. And in fact, I want to go down to clip number 13. This is friend of the show, Peter St. Ange, Professor Peter St. Ange. Just a little quick update as to what's going on in France. We covered it earlier this week, but French elections looked like they were going hard right. The National Rally Party was set to have a sweeping victory until the socialists and liberals combined forces, 200 plus candidates dropped out in order to funnel their votes to more centrist parties. and now have taken out the national rally and instead consolidated their votes and proven to everybody that there really are only two parties in existence. And now that the socialists have gained power, they are suggesting total and rapid destruction of the entire nation. Let's go down to clip number 13. Here is Peter Saint-Ange.
France is in turmoil after all the major parties, including literal communists, ganged up to lock populists out of power in their recent legislative elections, despite French populists winning by far the highest number of votes. Left-wing voters, of course, rioted. Apparently they riot whether they win or lose. They just like riots. The end result looks like roughly a third of seats going to the communists, the New People's Front, another one-third going to Macron's centrist Together Party, and just a quarter of seats for the populists. Contrast this with the actual votes, where the populists won over 10 million votes versus the People's Front getting 7 million and the centrists at just over 6.5 million. So by far the most popular party is now number three in seats and completely locked out of power, democracy in action. This is actually becoming a pattern in Europe where establishment conservatives and socialists unite to lock out populists. Germany's been doing it for years against the AfD, along with Sweden, Belgium, Netherlands, PVV, and Spain's Vox Party. I mentioned recently how Republicans and Democrats would have dearly loved to lock out their insurgents, but alas, the existential threat of a split vote forced them to play ball. Of course, these lockouts disenfranchise populist voters, who are now the largest single voting bloc in many European countries, including France, and it does nothing to temper the policies that are driving voters to populism. The inflation, joblessness, crime, the corporatist oligopolies that feed on mass migration, taxpayer handouts, the environmental mandates that deliver $1,000 electric bills and wipe out farmers and rural communities. In fact, in France at least, these are set to get much worse, since it now seems Macron has made a deal with the devil, as his left-wing allies are demanding full implementation of their hard-left utopia. That includes massive state spending, a 90% income tax, a wealth tax on all assets, presumably including retirement accounts, price freezes of consumer goods, also known as shortages of consumer goods, and, of course, all the free food and housing that millions more migrants can stand. Of course, this is all quite expensive. As Daniel Lacaille wrote before the election, France was going to choose between debt, more debt, and way more debt. It looks like they chose way more debt. One study pegged the left's agenda at 6% of GDP, which would eclipse even Joe Biden's spending orgy. France's national debt is already bumping up against market limits, with French sovereign bond default instruments rising and ongoing tense negotiations with Brussels over France's out-of-control deficits. Keep in mind that 6% without accounting for what happens to jobs with a 90% income tax. Why would you continue running a business in France? And then what happens to public spending for all of those unemployed workers? So what's next? Brought to you by Unchained.com. Across the West, we're seeing wholesale voter rejection.
Right, folks, so that is Peter Saint-Ange at Prof. Saint-Ange, Prof. Saint-Ange on X, breaking down just some of the absurd suggestions from, or well, soon-to-be-implemented policies from the left in France, including a 90% income tax for everybody making over $400,000. Dollars, because, hey, it's expensive keeping a bunch of Africans housed and fed and rioting. I mean, it's a privilege you have to pay for. It's not free. You can't just have millions of Algerians storming through your country, wrecking everything, and not expect to pay for it. So no more retiring, and we'll have all of your money, please. Thank you. And it's not just France where this is happening. Obviously, big story from InfoWars today. Welfare costs exploding in Germany. 47.3% of recipients are foreigners. Germany is experiencing exploding welfare costs under the ruling far-left government, with recipients receiving a record $42.6 billion in citizens' money in 2023 compared to just $36.6 billion in 2022. There's now a record 5.49 million citizens' benefits or allowance, which is what Germany calls its welfare system, and approximately 47.3% were non-German foreigners, which is 4 points more than in 2022. In addition, there was another record at 6.3 billion euro worth of administration costs for the Citizens Benefit Program, which is 300 million more than 2022, according to government data obtained by AfD MP Renee Springer after a parliamentary request. If this administrative money is added, then the total welfare cost equals nearly 50 billion euros. Bild notes, this figure is 14.8% higher than in 2023, 18.4% higher compared to 2020, and 23% higher compared to 2015. So just going up and up and up and up. And I want to just languish here for a minute in just how much money this is. $50 billion. I always think back to a report we did years ago about George Soros giving $18 billion. And I just tried to put it in understandable terms. And the fact is, it's incomprehensible. I tried to add up what you could buy with $18 billion. And it was like you could buy every castle in Europe. And you could go to the moon three times. And you could buy cruise ships and yachts. And it was just, it added up and up. And you could buy like 50 islands plus every castle in Europe plus a trip to the moon plus this other. It's really unimaginable how much $50 billion is and what you could achieve with that. It's being just utterly wasted. There's no other way. I mean, not only is it being wasted, it's actively going towards the destruction of your nation. $50 billion for what? So some 9-year-old can get stabbed by an Afghanistan refugee? What are you getting for your $50 billion? Because the entire idea behind the migrants, the lie that justified their importation, was that they were going to be there to boost the economy. And now half of all of Germany's welfare expenditure goes towards supporting them. This is stupid. And you have to be stupid to not see through what's going on here. $50 billion to support a foreign class of leechers, of parasites, of people who do not contribute to your country, but instead just drain your wealth and resources at an astonishing degree. And the amount that you're spending increases by a quarter every 5 years. Incredible. AfD released a statement about the soaring cost of citizens' allowance, writing, "Which country in the world allows itself to be exploited in this manner?" Well, all the Western ones, actually. Just all the ones with white people in them. The statement continues, noting that the percentage of people receiving benefits has more than doubled compared to 2010, 19.6%, and we're only talking about people who do not have German citizenship. German citizens with a migration background are not included in that 47.3%. I was wondering about that because the way they use words, right? Non-German foreigner, which means that if you're granted citizenship or you're, categorized differently, I wonder what the real percentage is. If 50% is going strictly to non-Germans, people who have not gained citizenship, and are just there, I guess temporarily. Ostensibly, it's temporary, their stay. But what happens when you add all of the people that have gained German citizenship? What is the real number? It's probably upwards of 75% of this aid goes directly to funding non-German people in Germany. Mertz claims that 300,000 rejected asylum seekers remain in Germany and are entitled to free health care, mitigated by the wealth fact check. If you're not getting welfare, you're getting welfare.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week. It's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Omega-3 fatty acids are needed for optimal strength, and they can only be obtained through diet. They can be found in grass-fed beef, which is why the ruling class is trying to ban it. And they can be found in fish, which are arguably the best source of omega-3s. But the problem today is finding fish without a high mercury content. Your best option is our Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. Omega-3 fatty acids are essential for both our neurological and cardiovascular systems, our brain and our heart. They improve mood, mental clarity, and immune function. Get your essential omega-3 fatty acids from the best sources available, Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil. Get some today at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars is listener-supported, and we appreciate your donations. But buy a product and support your health, too. Nitric oxide is an important chemical messenger in the body. It promotes blood flow, and it helps nerve cells communicate with one another. But over time, our bodies produce less of it. Full of amino acids to produce nitric oxide, Nitric Boost helps raise the amount of nitric oxide in your body. Nitric oxide is needed for strength, cardiovascular function, and healthy neurotransmission. It helps to improve blood flow, which helps improve overall immunity. Get some today, now 40% off. Support your health and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. The American Journal. Talk about immigration now. It's like I was saying the other day. You know, it's almost like what we do here is like it's like a true crime podcast. Except instead of trying to solve a mystery, we're just reporting on just like a serial killer that's just active. He's out there, and we know who he is. He brags about his crimes. Every day we just come out and we're just like, all right, he's killed another one, but nothing's happening. No one's stopping it. Nothing is being done here. Except it's like a variety. It's like a variety of serial killers. It's like we come on every day and we're like, all right, let's check in on the Pacific Northwest. All right, we have this active serial killer strangling people in parks. Let's see who he strangled next. And here's a statement from him bragging about how much fun it was to strangle the hikers. Then we'll go over to the Northeast where we have the, you know, drive-by shooter. And his name's Bob, and he lives, you know, in New Haven, Connecticut, and, you know, goes to this school. Like, we know who these people are, and we just report on their murders on a daily basis. Of course, that's the case in a place like Israel, where it's just every day, like today, at least 25 killed in southern Gaza airstrike, 12 killed the day before, a couple dozen killed in the week before that. Just keeps going. Just the murder continues. Okay, that's one, you know, mass murderer that I will cover. And then, of course, there's immigration, where, again, I don't know what we're supposed to do here, because what's happening is so outrageous, so despicable, so demented, so just repulsive on the face of it. It's the type of thing that used to happen in secret, because once it was revealed that it was happening, the moral outrage of the people would be so great that they would put a stop to it immediately. That's the way this should work. The moment this stuff is known, the instant that this stuff becomes publicly available, there should be a massive unified outcry from the people of America, and they should band together and demand that this be stopped. But that's not happening. It's just not happening. We just tell you what's going on. We tell you about the horrific crimes. I mean, worse than murder, worse than anything you can imagine. Can you even fathom what 85,000 children looks like? You know, imagine a nearly full stadium, a totally full overflow stadium that was built 10 years ago. You know, some unbelievably massive group of people, and imagine every single one of them is a child that the Biden administration has given to a stranger and never seen again. 85,000 children trafficked and lost by the Biden administration. And that was like 6 months ago that report came out. Could be upwards of 200,000 children at this point. Just gone. Just disappeared somewhere into the interior of this country. No tracking of them, no reporting of them, no checkups, nothing. Just gone. And yet nobody does anything. And yet it just, not only is this process continuing, it's being facilitated and increased exponentially. Funded, facilitated, carried out by our own government. It's just absolutely insane. So we'll tell you what the whistleblower from the Biden administration has said. But I don't know. We're in this weird time, and it's entirely has to do with the media, right? Because the media just sort of dictates. We've seen the way. I mean, they can fabricate outrage about a historical American flag being flown by the Supreme Court justice, right? We've still seen headlines. It's still a talking point.
By the way, have you seen the recent TikTok trend of people doing selfies talking about feeling threatened when they see an American flag?
I have not.
It is disgusting. It started with a guy, you know, making this claim. When I see, you know, it's kind of like a Confederate flag. It's not really, but it kind of is. More on that later. But it makes me feel threatened, right? That's the first viral video. And since then, it's been like a deluge of people who honestly look terrifying. You know what I mean?
And face tats
and everything, just, you know, septum piercings, right? It's like a carnival.
Yeah.
And yeah, they're threatened by the American flag.
Yeah, and demons are threatened by a crucifix. Yeah, it makes perfect sense. It makes perfect sense. They should be threatened by the American flag, because the American flag represents goodness and freedom and power and righteous use of that power. And these people are demons. So, yeah, that makes perfect sense. But yeah, the media can drum up outrage and panic about literally nothing. I mean, if you want a really good example, look at all of COVID, where there was never any tangible, physical, in real life signs that there was a pandemic, but they had the whole country cowering in their homes, wearing masks and injecting themselves with poison. That's the type of societal impact the media reporting can have. That was all pure media campaign. 100% just stories being told, words being said into microphones caused that. If they wanted to actually solve this problem, they would report on it. But you get just like a little blurb every once in a while. Yeah, 85,000 kids have gone missing, but they assure us that everything is working exactly as planned. So calm down. And America stays calm. They don't think about it, about what they're actually hearing. 85,000. And again, I'm just using an old number from an old scandal 6 months ago to highlight the fact that what I'm about to read to you and the whistleblower report in this is well known. This practice is continuous. And like we, you know, keep talking about, the fact that the Biden administration deliberately stopped doing DNA tests at the border, despite the fact that one out of every three DNA tests showed that the person that the child being trafficked did not belong to and was not related to the people claiming to be their parents. So one out of every three kids.
Then they would have had to separate them and put them in cages.
Yeah, to test them. Yeah, to test them to make sure they're not with kidnappers. But regardless, you know, it's not just the migrant children that are paying for this. 13-year-old girl raped by Honduran illegal in Virginia. An illegal alien authorities are calling a child rapist has been sentenced to 5 years in prison for crimes other than sexual assault, authorities say. Johan S.U. Lemus Ramos, a Honduran citizen who's illegally present in the country, was sentenced by the U.S. District Court for Eastern District of Virginia on June 27th. Immigration and Customs Enforcement announced on Monday, while the Department of Justice asserts Lemus Ramos, illegally entered the U.S. in 2021 at an unspecified location. ICE previously stated he was arrested in 2020 by Border Patrol near Clint, Texas, and determined to be an unaccompanied minor. He may be 21 or 23 years old. Regardless, he made contact with a 13-year-old girl via Snapchat and in March 2022 met the victim in a parking lot in Herndon. When the victim attempted to resist Lemus Ramos' sexual advances, he forcibly raped her, the DOJ explained in a press release. So, hey, just throw it on the pile. Just add it to the ever-growing list of young women in this country who will, like, never feel safe again in their lives. Just, you know, just a life ruined. Just, you know, a spiritual scar. You going to say something, Matt?
Oh, yeah. I feel like, okay, so the point that we're making about an illegal migrant, right, raping a 13-year-old girl, which is heinous in and of itself, we can almost extrapolate this fear of the American flag, and we're coming up on break here, but something tells me that the reaction that from many on the left is going to be, you know how many white guys raped a 13-year-old? It's not right.
No, that's their only joke. I mean, that's their only response. I mean, not making a joke, but yeah, that's all they have. They're like, well, white guys rape girls too.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
I have been in a 28-year marathon battle with a globalist. I have come from nowhere to the very heights of politics, not just in America, but in the world. We are engaging the globalists at point-blank range in the information war. But I don't deserve the credit. Yes, I persevered,
but the listeners and viewers who support InfoWars are the real reason we've had the success. We're having now the greatest victories in the fight against the New World Order we've ever had. We are now entering the final mile of the marathon. And that's why today it's more important than ever to realize how important you've been in this fight and to continue in the efforts you've been carrying out and to intensify them. God bless you all. I salute you. I thank you. And I beg you to intensify what you're doing now because we are over the target and history is happening. The fight is my fight. It's your fight. It's our fight. God bless you all.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale is going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word because without you, we are nothing.
If you don't get a high-quality gravity fin filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure Gravity Fed Water Filtration System for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Folks, we have some good news on the immigration front. The case of Arizona rancher Alan Kelly was charged with murder. They found dead migrants on his land. The judge has ruled the case against Arizona rancher George Alan Kelly can never be tried again. Kelly, 75, was charged with murder after an illegal alien was found shot dead on his property in January of 2023. We, of course, followed that trial closely. It ended with a mistrial or a hung jury. There's a possibility that he could be tried again, but that possibility is flown. So there you go. One less victim of the migrant crisis. And meanwhile, we are all, in fact, victims of the migrant crisis. New York City hotels set to receive over $1 billion in taxpayer funds for migrant housing. New York's hotel industry is poised to receive more than $1 billion in taxpayer funds for converting their properties into migrant shelters, according to a report by the New York Post. The city currently operates 193 migrant shelters, 193 foreign colonies on our shores, with 153 of them, approximately 80%, being hotels, motels, or inns. They're paying an average of $156 per hotel room for migrant accommodation. However, some sources suggest that certain locations may be earning over $300 per night per room since the influx of migrants began in spring 2022. So they're making billions of dollars on this. Through May 31st, New York has spent approximately $4.88 billion on the crisis, with $1.98 billion allocated specifically to migrant housing, including hotels, motels, and temporary facilities on Randall's Island and Floyd Bennett Field. And we've shown you the not just the migrant hotels and the massive expenditures they're racking up there as they're given, you know, free laundry service and free meals and free housekeeping on your dime because they clicked the right button on the CBP One app. Yes, look at all these hardworking, you know, contributing Americans. I mean, if you didn't pay them $1 billion, I mean, who else would sit around on your sidewalks? And then the real story, the big story here from New York Post. Biden admin whistleblowers claim billions of taxpayer dollars used by government contractors to traffic children on the border. Biden administration's Office of Refugee Resettlement failed to vet sponsors responsible for caring for unaccompanied children apprehended crossing the border, whistleblowers told senators Tuesday, describing several cases of apparent human trafficking involving the minors and their sponsors. Quote, what I discovered was horrifying. Children were being trafficked with billions of taxpayer dollars by a contractor failing to vet sponsors and process children safely, with government officials complicit in it, says Deborah White, a federal employee detailed to the Department of Health and Human Services Office of Refugee Resettlement, ORR. That's what she told Republicans during a roundtable hosted by Senator Chuck Grassley and Bill Cassidy, as well as Ron Johnson. White revealed that she and her colleague, Tara Rodas, first discovered a case of trafficking involving minors crossing the border in June 2021, but even after reporting it, children continued to be sent to dangerous locations with improperly vetted sponsors. Children were sent to addresses that were abandoned houses or non-existent in some cases. In Michigan, a child was sent to an open field even after we reported making a 911 call after hearing somebody screaming for help, yet the child was still sent. That's just completely insane. And look, this is the way it works, and we've reported before, and again, I find it maybe the most horrifying thing I've ever covered on InfoWars, and it was years ago. And it was a story about how Muslims in England were picking up girls from an orphanage, from a state-run orphanage that had like 12 and 13-year-old girls, and some, you know, bearded 55-year-old man named Muhammad would show up and go, yeah, I'm here for Jennifer. And the government officials, the bureaucrats, would go, okay, go have fun with your friend, Jennifer. And Jennifer would be literally dumped off at the doorstep like the next morning or like late that night, drugged, bruised, beaten, drunk. And the next day, old Muhammad would come back and I'm here for Jennifer again. And off you go, Jennifer. And this was like the official, these were the state orphanages. These were these state parental figures who were just operating like a free underage brothel for the Muslims to come pick up orphaned kids with no one else to care for them. It's like an unofficial version of what Germany used to do, sending young boys to gay pedophiles, you know, to stop fascism. It's like this is what it happens time and time again. We've got these bureaucracies that are charged with protecting and looking after children that come into their care because some tragedy has befallen them or because they've some way been separated from their actual guardians. And the worst people in the world realize, oh, these government employees don't actually care. Don't actually vet the people that are looking for them. So I'll just sign up to be a carer. You know, put my address to some empty field. And they just send me a child. Government just sends strangers, children to complete strangers that the children don't know, have no relationship with, have not been vetted. In some cases, the people they're sending them to, they don't even know who they are because the people don't have an ID. And we covered this with the whistleblower that was interviewed by Savannah Hernandez last year, the year before, where he was saying these people are actually using the child delivery ticket as an ID to buy plane tickets. So they don't have any form of ID whatsoever. Then they're given a paper that says, like, this child is being delivered to, you know, Jose, whatever. And then they use that paper as the ID. That's the only ID they have, is the paper that has been given to them along with the child that has been delivered to them. Meaning that the people are delivering children to individuals who they have not identified, don't even know who they are, don't even know their real names. Okay. So in Michigan, a child was sent to an open field even after we reported making a 911 call after hearing somebody screaming for help. So I don't even get, so when they were delivering the child, they're hearing somebody screaming for help and they're making a 911 call. Going, yeah, I just heard a child screaming for help in a field. I mean, I don't even get this, but when I raised concern about contractor failures and asked to see the contract, I was told, quote, you're not going to get the contract and don't ask for it again. So I took it upon myself to create trainings for significant incident reports of sexual abuse and for flagging trafficking in order to equip case managers. But children continue to be sent to dangerous places. White noted that ORR officials never met with sponsors face to face and said that fraudulent documents were rampant. Rodas characterized ORR as unifying children with random people who were more often than not the parents of the children. She described the case of a 16-year-old girl from Guatemala whose sponsor claimed to be her older brother. He was touching her inappropriately. It was clear her sponsor was not her brother, Rhoda said, noting that the girl, quote, looked drugged as if she was for sale on her sponsor's social media posting. So they're literally taking children, underage people, delivering them to total strangers who are just like, oh, yeah, I'm her brother, totally. They're like fondling her. Like, do you have any ID to prove? And they're like, no. I'm like, oh, okay, well, here, take her anyway. And then that person is taking pictures of the girl, drugged out, posting them on social media as if she's for sale. It's all just being done out in the open by our government, complicit in trafficking children and taking billions of our dollars to pay for it. Less than 10% of children apprehended crossing the border are being released to their parents. 90% of the children crossing the border are being processed by our border patrol and then just given to strangers, people they don't know, people they don't recognize, people who don't care for them and are just looking to exploit them. At any other time in history, a story with even a fraction of this import would just dominate headlines for months. People would go to jail. This would be an outrage. It is an outrage. They've so deadened America's sense of what's right and wrong and the seriousness of what's happening here. I don't know if anything's going to be done. This will probably just continue. They got rid of the DNA test so they could continue this. Going to stop it.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a war against the globalist, and people can't identify who's a patriot and who isn't. We want to identify as pro-human and anti-globalist. We want to let people know we're 1776 Part 2. That's why I designed this amazing 1776 red, white, and blue Gadsden flag shirt so you can support the InfoWar and meet like-minded people everywhere when you wear it. When you wear these shirts, it creates an amazing amount of energy, and it's quite the adventure. So get your 1776 shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com and get your Team Humanity InfoWars limited edition shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is antithetical, the complete opposite of what the globalists are pushing. So get both the Team Humanity and the 1776 Gadsden Snake Shirts limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Spread the word, meet like-minded people, and fund the 1776 revolution worldwide.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Yeah. Right, welcome back, folks. Finish up with this story that, again, any other time, any other place would be the cause of massive and urgent reform, but hardly even goes remarked upon today. Unimaginable the scale this is going on. So you've got, I'm trying to think of all the things we've learned about this, because again, it's like, it's the type of thing where you just keep getting updates. There's 85,000 unaccompanied minors that they cannot find anymore. We know that they deliver them to sponsors who have no form of ID and cannot prove one way or another. We have whistleblowers who have come out saying, I was delivering kids to people who are supposed to be their parents or their uncles or their brothers, and they clearly don't recognize one another when they're being delivered. And then they're told, okay, we have a check-in in 3 months or whatever, and then they just never hear from them again. The child is gone. And this is policy. This is by design. This is how the entire process is supposed to operate, according to the rules. I was just looking at this article from all the way back in 2018, where PBS News is basically covering for this. Why the government doesn't always know what happened, why the government doesn't always know what happens to unaccompanied migrant children. A Department of Health and Human Services official told members of the Senate subcommittee Thursday that his agency, charged with overseeing the care of immigrant children who arrive in the U.S. without parents or legal guardians, is not responsible for ensuring the child's welfare once they're handed over to the custody of sponsors. Yeah, I mean, once we give them to the stranger, we're not responsible for them anymore. They can do whatever they want with them. My hope is that I don't have to illustrate how crazy this is. Because I really can't. I mean, if you can't, if you aren't outraged and horrified by this on the face of it, you know, what am I supposed to say? I mean, put yourself in the mindset. Try to imagine what it's like being a child sent to a country where you don't speak the language, can't understand what's going on around you, and you're like being shuffled from like one fluorescent lit room to another. I'm sure there's doctors poking and prodding at you. Suddenly you're on a plane. Suddenly this big like military guy, you know, police officer with a gun and a big flashlight is like handing you over to some dude who says he's your dad but you've never seen before. And then you're just gone. It's like, it's not like these kids are going to school to where, like, if they're abused, the teachers could see it. It's not like they have any family around them that can be looking out for them. These are children alone being given by our government to people who take them and they're never seen again. That is actually what's happening here. It's shocking. So this whistleblower saying that children were being sent to addresses that were abandoned houses or addresses that didn't even exist in some cases. There was no house there. At one point, they delivered a child to an open field where they called 911 because they heard somebody screaming help. ORR officials never met with sponsors face-to-face and said fraudulent documents were rampant. They don't even see the people that they're delivering the kids to. They're delivered to random people. The sponsor that took the 16-year-old girl that he said he was her brother, that he was like fondling her and like posting pictures of her being drugged out on social media. Apparently, that sponsor had other social media accounts containing child pornography. Less than 10% of the children apprehended crossing the border were released to their parents. And when asked about this, the HHS ORR leadership said, you're not experts. You're not fake ID experts. You just deliver the children to the sponsors, and then our job is done.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it, and it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements, and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law, and IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll free 888-253-3139.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Back, folks. This is the American Journal. And I'm just trying to move on from the thing that we just talked about. Just trying to understand how this type of thing doesn't have more attention on it. Like, you would think if there was one story that could go viral on, like, wine or soccer mom Facebook, it would be this. I mean, how is this story not everywhere? But then you think about the stories that we cover. I'm trying to think about how to say it. Like, it's... there's like a filter. There's like a weird mind filter I'll look at this. Okay, so this is Charlie Kirk posted this. It's three New York Times headlines, obituary headlines. One from James M. Inhofe, one from Edward M. Kennedy, and one from Robert C. Byrd. Now, Robert C. Byrd was the head of the KKK for a while. Edward M. Kennedy is perhaps most famous for the scandal in which he crashed a car into a lake and a woman drowned while he swam to safety. And James Inhofe was a senator with a 30-year career, but the headlines say this: James M. Inhofe, senator who denied climate change, died at 89. Well, for the others, it's Edward M. Kennedy, Senate stalwart, dead at 77. Robert C. Byrd, a pillar of the Senate, dies at 92. As Charlie Kirk notes, if you're a Democrat, you can be a Klansman or murder a girl, and the press will politely leave it out of your obituary. But if you're a Republican, a 30-year Senate career will be reduced to taking cheap shots about global warming. And my response to this on Ash yesterday. It was like, well, you know, there's something wrong with liberals. There's something not quite human about them. Where nothing is sacred. There's no, like, higher calling. There's no higher elevated awareness where it's like, yeah, I could get a cheap political, you know, I could get in a political cheap shot here. But the man's dead. This is his obituary. He was in the Senate for 30 years. Maybe I'll just hold back on the whole making this political thing. But they like can't do that. The political implications are always at the forefront. It's in many ways the only thing that matters. And it's not the truth that matters. It's the political advantage. And so when you think about like what happened in Loudoun County, right, where they're trying to pass this transgender bathroom bill, and right in the middle of the discussions, right as it's about to be passed, you have a transgender girl, a boy dressed up like a girl, going into the school bathroom and raping a girl. And it's so alien, so foreign, so bizarre to me, but I have to imagine that what happens in the minds of these people is it's not like concern for the girl. It's not never once does it ever enter into their mind like, huh, maybe I'm wrong about this. You know, gee, all these people that I thought were hateful, you know, bigots, I thought they were transphobes lying about the danger of letting trans people, you know, letting men in the women's bathroom. Maybe they're right. Maybe this is a dangerous thing. Maybe it's not worth it. Maybe in order to not have little girls raped at school, this can be something that we not do. Like that never, ever, 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 ever enters into their mind. It's just what is politically advantageous. It's just if people knew the truth about the outcome of our policies, they wouldn't let us do it. So we have to bury the truth. The truth comes second. Empathy comes second. The actual well-being of their fellow Americans comes second. Everything comes second to the political, what is politically advantageous. And so, again, I just don't even know how to quantify or rationalize or really understand the mechanism that causes this to happen. And I'm having trouble even expressing it right now. But I'm just picturing. I'm picturing like the liberal wine mom who's like, I'm with her, anti-Trump, you know, in the zeitgeist, leftist, you know, brainwashed people. And it's the type of person that should, by all accounts, like if they hear, like they care about kids, you know, it's a mom, she loves kids, she's like, you know, she wants to ban all guns because she, you know, if one life, just to save one life, you know, but these children are being killed. We have to ban guns. Like, typically they would have empathy for this. But when they hear that the Border Patrol and the DHS is engaged in trafficking children, it's like they can't understand that. It's like they can't process that. It's like it hits a filter that goes, hey, if you pay attention to this, you're really giving credence to Donald Trump here. And you can't do that. So you have to ignore this. You have to believe this is fake. You have to brush this aside. Because why else would this not be a big story? Why else is the only place I find this story on Infowars.com and right-wing media outlets? What is it about liberals that lets them do this? That lets them ignore stuff like this while simultaneously be driven to frothing anger, they're just foaming at the mouth, furious about things that like don't exist and haven't happened and aren't real or are speculative or projection or you know, predictions about what would happen in the future. They're like weeping and crying and tearing their hairs out about this stuff. And then you're like, hey, there's a whistleblower that says the Biden administration is openly engaged in trafficking children. The pressure that they've drum up at the border is so great that in order to just get kids out of the way to let the new crop of kids come in, they're just handing kids over to total strangers who lie about who they are, take the children, disappear, and are never heard from again. This should be outraging to everybody. But there's something that happens. There's some political switch in the mind that goes, if I believe this, if I give credence to this, it means I might be wrong about everything. And maybe that's what it is. It's that, like, if they let themselves understand what they're hearing, if they let themselves embrace the fact that this is true, that this is really happening, it means they themselves are complicit in this horrible crime because they are in support of the system that allows it, that their votes are the thing that facilitated all of this. And they might not just be wrong about this. That means they're wrong about the concept of the border at all. They're wrong about, you know, whether immigration is a good thing, which means that their entire worldview is incorrect. And I think that's the process that happens in their mind subconsciously without them really thinking about it. And all that they come away with is just like, ignore this, ignore this story, ignore this story. That sounds bad, but it must not be true. It must not be true, because if that's not true, if that is true, then that means my whole construct of how I see the world is wrong, and that's too big of a thing to consider. So I'm going to just pretend like this story about the human trafficking is fake. I have to think it's fake. Otherwise, I have to confront the fact that it's my beliefs that are allowing this to happen. I just don't know. I just don't know what else to do about this. I mean, I guess like TikTok is like the only hope, because there's a way of presenting things in these new social medias. Twitter is still somewhat siloed. TikTok, Instagram are actually better at like getting the message out to a wider swath of people. I don't know. I'm just trying to think of like. Again, the way the world should work is when something like this happens, we shouldn't have to strategize about like how do we make people care about this? How do we get people to actually think about this for a minute? All we can do is just tell you what's happening. I can't make you care. I can't make you think about the implications. I just can't do it. So I'll just tell you, you know. The American government is spending billions of dollars and has policy after policy deliberately designed to facilitate human trafficking on an enormous scale with untold numbers of victims, mysterious and unknown outcomes. And if you don't care about that, then okay. Then okay, if you think that the only reason I'm saying this is because I think, and this is the real trick of it, is they have everybody convinced, and we talk about it all the time, they cannot give conservatives any credence whatsoever. When we say, hey, maybe the voting system should be secure, they can only oppose that by pretending that we're insincere about that and that really we just don't want black people from voting, and so we're using voter integrity as a dog whistle. We're just pretending to care about voter integrity. Really, we're just racist and don't want black people voting, and we're trying to stop them from voting. They have to come up with some actually ridiculous, totally baseless, completely imaginary conspiracy theory about to justify for themselves why they don't have to care about this stuff. So I think it's abhorrent that our government is complicit in human trafficking. I don't need another reason to pretend to care about this. It's just happening and it's horrible. But to these people, they have to live in a world where everything we believe is really a cover for some secret racism or something, so that they can justify their own ignorance and lack of empathy for these children. anyway, I just don't, you know, this story is just, it's there's so many things that are terrible, but this one in particular. It's like, okay, if nothing's going to happen from this, if the U.S. government can get called out by a whistleblower from the inside, providing documents, giving names, giving dates, everything backed up, which everything is, about human trafficking taking place at the southern border with the complicity and active participation of the U.S. government, and everything just keeps going after this information comes out. I mean, is it on – let's just look here. Is this story on any other news sites? That's what I want to know. So this is from the New York Post. Biden admin whistleblower claims billions of taxpayer dollars used by government contracts to traffic children on the border. I saw that on the New York Post. InfoWars obviously has the article about it as well. But let's just look. We're just gonna do some live research here because I haven't actually looked this up. I could be wrong. Whistleblower traffic children. Let's just see. Government complicit in child trafficking whistleblower. That's at News Nation. Okay, so it is picking up KOMO. Some local site. Washington Examiner, another right-wing article, or another right-wing outlet. Daily Wire, Josh Hawley, Fox News. And that looks like it's it. Yeah, that's it. So this is, I mean, it's not even speculation. It's not like this is something that's unconfirmed that, you know, the New York Times and CNN is like, well, let's wait till we get some further documentation. This is a whistleblower providing testimony, which I imagine is under oath, to a Senate committee hearing. The only mainstream outlets it's on is New York Post, which I don't even know if you consider that mainstream. It's more right-wing than anything else. CNN hasn't covered it. MSNBC hasn't covered it. PBS hasn't covered it. Politico hasn't covered it. Huffington Post hasn't covered it. New York Times, Wall Street Journal. None of these outlets have even mentioned this story. And that's really the point of all of this. That's the point of all of this, is that the American people cannot think for themselves. And if the media does not tell them to be outraged about something, they cannot summon outrage. If it's not force-fed to them and dictated to them like a script, you're supposed to be outraged about this. The media has such a grip on the American people's minds. They literally have them angrier at the fact that a Supreme Court justice flew a flag with a pine tree on it than they are about hundreds of thousands of missing children delivered by our government into the hands of unidentified people and never seen again. There's more outrage about the flag. There's more anger, more vitriol, more passion drummed up about the flag than there is hundreds of thousands of missing children. Because if they're not told to care, they just don't care. If they're not instructed how to interpret information, it just goes in one ear and out the other. Oh, wow, 200,000 children missing at the border? That's crazy. Anyway. Did you see the game? You know? And it's just like, you're supposed to be mad about the appeal to heaven flag. And they're like, did you know that the Supreme Court Justice Alito, he hung a appeal to heaven flag. That is a white supremacist flag. We have to disbar the entire Supreme Court. It is a method of white supremacy. I mean, they're just like furious about it. Angry, just foaming at the mouth, angry about something. Because they have been told to be. And they cannot think for themselves. And this leads us to our next story, in which the government learned long ago that this is the case with human beings. We're herd animals, and most people are straight up NPCs who don't think for themselves, don't have an internal monologue, cannot parse information, and have to be instructed what to believe and how to believe it. And so they take advantage of that in the most egregious and self-serving way you can possibly imagine. From America First Legal, new documents from the Brennan Clapper Intel Committee revealed the group pushed DHS to adopt covert influence campaigns and use, quote, trusted messengers to get, quote, the American people to feel a certain way about issues. That's about feeling, right? The information doesn't really matter. It's about how they can make you feel, how they can put you in a state of fear in order to allow them the power grab that they desire. This is Deep State Diaries Part 6. And this is a note from it. Add something to private sector. The private sector is doing well. In crisis communications, who are your influencers? You need other digital channels for influence. So America First Legal says, today we are releasing the sixth tranche of internal files from the Homeland Intelligence Expert Group, obtained exclusively through our litigation with Richard Grenell, against the Biden DHS. And it dates back to May of this year when the Biden administration had to dissolve and disband its unlawful DHS intelligence expert group stacked with deep state partisans like James Clapper and John Brennan. They say today's installment highlights how the group led by John Brennan and James Clapper advocated for using DHS's Office of Intelligence and Analysis to adopt covert messaging and influence campaigns targeted at the American public. In a previous installment of Deep State Diaries, documents exposed that the group thought that, quote, quietly making democracy work was the solution to crushing political dissent. Today's installment picks up on that same conversation and shows how the group discussed manipulating messages and using, quote, trusted messengers to get the American people to feel a certain way about issues. Saying this, it's our job to do the right thing and say it crisply. If we can get the American people to feel this way about the issue, then we can get them to carry our voice. Yes, we can manufacture consent. If we're just really good on the messaging, and if we hijack trusted feeds, then we can get the American people to do our messaging for us, to spread our lies without our even participation. During the group's September 2023 meeting, the group discussed the best way to get people to accept their partisan message that the threat of domestic extremism only comes from Trump supporters. Moreover, the group discussed redefining political dissent as a, quote, public health crisis. At first, the group wanted this messaging to come from the White House. So it says this, overlay of political dynamic cannot be ignored. The right messengers are important. So this is why I call this Operation Mockingbird 2.0. Operation Mockingbird was in the 50s and probably for the decades before that. It was the hijacking of trusted and established media outlets, news stations, newspapers, taking the credibility that they've earned, usually over years of accurate reporting, hijacking that and using and weaponizing that trust that the American people have in their media outlets in order to progress ideas and agendas, concepts, thoughts, information that are directed from the intelligence agencies and beneficial only to the intelligence agencies. So now with the shifting media landscape where mainstream media and big legacy media outlets are less and less trusted, the people at the top in these intelligence agencies, the Operation Mockingbird controllers, are learning that they have to diversify their control and hijack the credibility of trusted social media influencers in addition to the co-opted mainstream media. In the beginning, they said, quote, this has to come from the White House. It's not enough for government workers to quietly do their jobs. Need to find a way to restore faith in government. Could just tell the truth. You could just tell the truth. If you wanted to restore faith in the government, I think the last thing you should do is have a cabal of known liars, manipulators, and warmongers, the head of the intelligence agencies, forming a cabal and describing how they're going to propagandize and manufacture consent within the American people. But this is the mindset of evil. This is the mindset of the satanic force that we're warring against. When they learn they're not trusted, their thought is not, I lied so much, it's, how do we silence the people questioning?
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
If you don't get a high-quality gravity fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. There's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure Gravity Fed Water Filtration System for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
You know, working at InfoWars, you hear a lot of negative things about your place of work. One of the things they like to say about our supplements is we're snake oil salesmen. Well, folks, it ain't snake oil. It's fish oil, and it's incredibly good for you. Ultimate Fish Oil is now on sale, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. If you only take one supplement, it's likely that's fish oil. It's probably the most popular supplement on Earth at this point for very good reason. People realize how good it is for them, and this is the best stuff on the market. Studies suggest that fish oil and fish oil supplements can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and prevent cognitive decline. So whether you're a first-time fish oil shopper or whether you're somebody who has taken fish oil for a while and is looking for the best quality available, go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. It's going to sell out fast because that's what happens when you have fantastic products. Help us fight the global agenda and also improve your health with fish oil. InfoWarsStore.com.
The most powerful InfoWars life formula yet, DNA Force Plus, is now back in stock for 25% off while supplies last. This elite formula contains the most cutting-edge enzymes, potent antioxidants, and traditional naturally occurring ingredients to protect the vitality of your very DNA. The powerhouse ingredients in DNA Force Plus include QQQ, CoQ10, organic reishi mushroom, astragalus root, rhodiola root, and an array of even more incredible antioxidants and extracts carefully chosen to help support healthy heart function while promoting energy production down to the cellular level. Provide your cells and DNA with the protection they need and try a bottle of DNA Force Plus today for 25% off. Or for an additional 10% off, grab the combo pack with DNA Force Plus and Body Soul Support. These offers and so much more are only available at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
All right, welcome back, folks. I'm just going to try to read through this thread from America First Legal about what they've revealed about the DHS propaganda group, the thought control ministry of truth. The way Mike Benz puts it on Twitter, who Quote, here's the head of the CIA and the head of the entire U.S. intelligence community under Obama sitting in their new home at Biden's DHS, openly plotting online influence campaigns and co-opting influencers to swing American hearts and minds. Which, to be honest with you, it's not that big of a deal if what they were saying was even remotely true. Like, obviously, I wouldn't be in favor of it, but it's important to understand that what's going on here is, and this sort of goes without saying, but this is what people need to understand. This is a purely political move. It's about crushing dissent. It's about the entire deep state being arrayed against Donald Trump as he is a threat to their power, which at this point they exercise with total impunity, total immunity from consequences, totally lawless, totally without restriction. They're in complete control of the executive branch and therefore the government. And they understand that an outsider, somebody not vetted by them, not chosen by them, not manipulated by them, is an existential threat to their power, and their power is necessary for their survival, because if they don't have the authority and the power to silence critics or stop legal proceedings under the guise of national security or to weaponize their position in the intelligence community to get blackmail or other methods of manipulation or to stop consequences from raining down on them, if they lose their power, they're vulnerable. So if Trump gets into office and deprives them of their power and strips them of their security clearances and investigates their illegal activities, then they're done for. Their entire construct is done for. Their entire institution will be burned to the ground. And so what you're seeing here is the deliberate destruction of a populist political campaign. And that's what it's all geared towards, and they refer to Trump in these documents as like the enemy, the other guy, right? Because they all understand we're on one team, Trump's on another. The deep state operatives, Republican and Democrat, the lifelong politicians, the unelected spy state masters, they're on one team. The other team is Donald Trump and the American people. They recognize that, and they talk quite openly about it in their secret conclaves. And this is the thing you need to understand. Like what we see from this, like the way that this has impacted us, is that all we see of it is posts on social media, is influencers who seem really sincerely scared of the danger of white supremacy, the threat of domestic terror. That's like the manifestation that we see. That's the little tip of the iceberg. But underneath, there are think tanks and professionals and doctorates in psychology who have sat back and game planned this out, war planned this, designed lies, designed deceptions, written it out like a script. First we'll have this person say it, then we'll have this person confirm it. We'll hijack their credibility in the mainstream view to launder our lies with the ultimate purpose of using the media to fabricate political will to destroy their opposition. It's very simple. I laid this out myself under the headline Operation Mockingbird 2.0. Because as they mentioned in this, they needed to find trusted messengers to get the American people to feel a certain way about issues. What they wanted people to feel a certain way about is they wanted to get the message across that the threat of domestic extremism comes from Trump supporters and only Trump supporters, and that it might be a public health issue so they can take advantage of all of the COVID-inspired control mechanisms that they were able to create. And so it goes like this. The deep state powers that be, you know, bureaucratic overlords have identified a political challenge to their power in Donald Trump. They fabricated threats of violence from these challengers. They launder that non-existent threat through established media to hijack their credibility. They censor dissent or anybody saying, hey, this is not true. Anybody contradicting these fabricated claims are censored by big tech, because as we know, these same people that are working with individual influencers also have offices inside the big tech companies where they dictate what should be censored and what shouldn't. And so once you fabricate this threat and get it through the trusted channels and create the conversation and get people, the American people themselves, to forward and perpetuate and confirm your lie, then you transmute that manufactured public outrage into political will to crush challengers. So you fabricate a story that your enemies are violent and dangerous, which you wouldn't have to do if they really were, right? If Trump's wars really were dangerous domestic terrorists, none of this would be necessary. They would just have to tell the truth. None of this is the truth. These are all lies. So they fabricate the threat of violence, since we still have the First Amendment, and they are frustrated by the fact that we have free speech in this country. It'd be much more convenient for them to not have to justify any of this, not have to go through, you know, jump through all these hoops. But they do, because we have the First Amendment. So they can't just lie outright and censor. They have to launder it. They fabricate this threat. They spread it through official sources who know exactly what they're doing, know that they're lying, but feel righteous in doing this, as they feel like they're the enlightened ones. They understand that if you just let, you know, people like Trump have credibility, if you confirm that what they're saying is true, then you're, you know, practically voting for Hitler, right? You're contributing to the rise of Nazism, and genocide is next. So we have to lie for the greater good. The lying isn't bad. The lying is good. So they fabricate this threat, spread to everybody. Everybody gets all scared. Oh, my God, white supremacists are the biggest threat? That's not the government saying that. That's my trusted influencer who said that. They fabricate and manufacture this consent. They make it a political issue. You've got politicians repeating these talking points. And then you've got the DHS and the spy state and the CIA and the FBI and the Capitol Police and the other, you know, any other number of just innumerable police state organs going, you know, this threat that we've been hearing so much about is really dangerous. And, you know, we'd be able to handle it better if we could just have access to their information without warrants, maybe. Maybe if we could, silence them, you know, have some sort of disinformation board that could silence people online. And maybe if we just go out and arrest them, maybe we need to do some honey trap type operations where, because we know these guys are violent. We've heard it from the trusted influencers. So now that that narrative is out there, then the same organizations who fabricated this lie, laundered this lie in the first place, then uses that lie, pretends it's coming originally from the sources that they co-opted. They say, look how dangerous this is. We need more power. We need more authority. We need more ability to crush the political, totally constitutional, totally nonviolent activism of our opponents. And they stay in power forever. And it just goes on and on. During the group's September 2023 meeting, the group discussed the best way to get people to accept their partisan message that the threat of domestic extremism only comes from Trump supporters. Moreover, the group discussed redefining political dissent as a public health crisis, because of course they did, and we'll return to it on the other side.
Our world is so full of hype. We are force-fed dehumanizing propaganda by the corporate media, by the controlled churches and the universities. And why is this the case? Because we innately, by God, have been given the keys to our own minds, our own psyches, our own souls. And by connecting to God, we can empower ourselves and transcend the, quote, fallen or sinful state. So the chemicals that we ingest and all the things that we try to bring into our bodies to change who we are only lowering us. They're only making us more depressed. In the end, they're only making us less fulfilled. It is only by going within and really making that connection to God that we can truly empower ourselves. That's why the globalists bombard us with toxins and chemicals to block us getting the normal vitamins and minerals and trace elements our bodies need to be healthy and to be able to basically reach out beyond the third dimension. And that's where the incredible products come in at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, Vitality Enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
A lot of listeners have complained in the last 2 years that our amazing high-quality coffee has not been available. And that's because the prices went up too high for the raw beans and the quality had gone down some. I turned down so many companies that wanted to work with us. But now, we have brought back the coffee and it's even better from a national supplier that's veteran-owned and veteran-operated. It's powered by the company Minuteman Coffee. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the best-tasting, best-smelling, strongest coffee that I have ever drank. It is game-changing. All you got to do is buy a bag of it and try it. I know you're going to be hooked, which will then fund your Operation A360 Win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now for Escape to Prison Planet Light Roast. That's the strongest. The amazing Medium Roast Wig of America. And finally, the best-tasting Dark Roast Tip of the Spear, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your coffee now.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. We continue on this bombshell report from America First Legal in this segment. I'm also going to go ahead and give out the phone number now, and we'll take your calls in the first 30 minutes of the next hour. We'll be joined at 10:30 by Lucas Gage, who has been enduring quite the saga over the last few weeks of harassment and abuse and censorship. So we're very excited to talk to him about what he's been going through. He'll be joining us at 10:30. Until then, we'll take your calls. The number to dial, 1-877-789-2539, 1-877-789-2539. Give us a call here on American Journal. So let's continue with this America First Legal thread. They make a note that in a telling admission nearly a year ago, one participant acknowledged President Biden's decline, stating the president seems an ineffective messenger, particularly with who his opponent is, and asks who could be a good messenger. So they recognize that, you know, Joe Biden standing in front of a blood red wall, just declaring that half of America, the people that don't vote for him, are terrorists. not the best messenger, not the best vessel for this message, with the, you know, shadowy soldiers in the background. He declares his political opponents terrorist. Yeah, no, it's not super convincing to the American people that aren't 12 years old. I imagine if you're a child, this would be very scary to hear Biden talk like this. Most people see it for what it is. Another group member, likely from DHS, then noted that Secretary Mayorkas had been doing his part in working with elected and other political officials. The other guy, that is Trump, has been forceful. S1, that is Mayorkas, has rallied across the government on this. So, again, this is how they talk about a candidate for the presidency. This is how, I mean, this is the true scale of the corruption and subversion in our government. You've got the heads of intelligence communities just conspiring to utilize censorship and propaganda in order to shut down a presidential candidate that they refer to as the other guy. How are we going to destroy the other guy? What effective messenger do we need for our opponent, the most popular presidential candidate in America? Mayorkas has rallied across the government on this. The environment has such an appetite to politicize everything. Quietly talk to people who know better and do not capitalize on it yet. Work with people on both sides of the political aisle who understand the gravity of this and try to arm them with the right information. See, when we do things, it's in an upfront manner. When we have ideas or concepts that we want to spread, there's no Machiavellian strategy behind it. We just say it. We just go, this is what's happening. Everybody pay attention, because what we're saying is true. And we're like, hey, the migrants are dangerous and expensive and horrible. We just show you the evidence. We're just like, here's another girl that was raped today. Here's one yesterday. Here's one the day before. Look how dangerous and bad this is. So you can just do that when what you're saying is true. You can just say it. But if you're sitting there saying white supremacists are the most dangerous people in the country and the Trump supporters are domestic terrorists, you've got nothing to point to. You've got nothing outside of January 6th, which isn't an example and has just been framed dishonestly for the last 3 years. So they got nothing to point to. So they're like, let's not hit this too hard. We can't just come out and say this. Let's work quietly behind the scenes, make sure everybody's on the same page. Let's not capitalize on this quite yet. Let's seed the lie out first so that, you know, the ground is fertile for when we really want to capitalize on this, because it's all Machiavellian. It's all underhanded. It's all strategy. Again, these people are experts. They're doctors in psychology and psychiatry. They understand what motivates humans and how to manipulate masses. This is their profession, and they're wielding it against the American people. This participant suggested that DHS, quote, quietly talk to people and work with people on both sides of the political aisle and arm them with the right information. In addition to deputizing political leaders, the group looked to, quote, crisis communications by the private sector as an example and asked who else might make effective surrogates for their message. They noted that they needed other digital channels for influence and that DHS needed to use other groups for its social media outreach to push its message effectively. Yes, hijacking the credibility of supposedly, seemingly independent people who are, in fact, just sheep-dipped operatives for the deep state. One participant suggested trying to get the National Sheriff's Association or border sheriffs to carry their message to people who do not agree with them. See, if you want to co-opt and subvert and trick conservatives, you have to get trusted conservative voices to spew your bile. Another suggested that the state and local leaders, since there is a mistrust at the national level. Gee, I wonder why. Gee, I wonder why, when you have this cabal of federal intelligence spy masters conspiring behind the scenes to spread misinformation in order to maintain and consolidate political power. Gee, why wouldn't we trust the federal government? How can we equip our SLTT, the local partners, with information, awareness, and build resilience in their communities? There may be mistrust at the national level. Another suggested that DHS work with the hosts of the All In podcast because, quote, all Republican candidates had appeared on that show. And if they could get a couple of hosts to support what you're saying, people will listen to them. Sorry. I'm throwing the crew to the loops here because I'm zooming in and out. I'm just trying to read the small text. All candidates are on the All In podcast. The government's still communicating in an old style way. Is crisis communications? Who are your social influencers? You must have other digital channels for influence. All Republican candidates are on the All In podcast. Getting some of them to support what you're saying, people listen to them. No, hijack them. I wonder if we can reach out to the All In podcast, see what this outreach looked like. They don't reach out to us. No one in here is going, hey, maybe the InfoWars guys can be co-opted. Hey, maybe if we try to spread our message through trusted outlets like InfoWars. You'd think that would be a priority because we're the biggest and most influential outlet. But they don't bother. They don't bother because they know better, because we're the real deal and they're aware of that. In summary, the Brendan Clapper-led DHS Intel Group had full-length discussions about manipulating the optics of their political messaging to the American people. They suggested various ways to use the government to launder their political messaging through other channels, including co-opting political leaders, social media companies, and media outlets they perceive to be trusted by their political opponents. Their message is that all violent domestic extremism comes from Trump supporters, and therefore such speech should be censored on public health basis or treated as a public health crisis. All highly orchestrated, highly conspiratorial, highly manipulative and dishonest, and an outrage to any free-thinking person. And of course, the real desperation comes when people aren't believing the lie because you have no evidence to present. When your crisis of trust runs into your very real lack of evidence for your statements. And so what do you do then? What do you do when you're spreading lies about Trump being domestic, Trump supporters being domestic terrorists, and Trump supporters aren't playing along, aren't giving you the events that you need to co-opt and manipulate to portray us as dangerous domestic terrorists? Well, you do it yourselves. Report exposes FBI program to stage neo-Nazi rallies in U.S. The Orlando neo-Nazi rally that grabbed headlines in 2006 was organized by the FBI, a new report shows, and it was part of a broader program that organized similar rallies throughout the nation, even though the Bureau knew that they would cause more people to join the movement. The report claims that Nazi rallies organized by the FBI are what eventually paved the way for a bigger operation known as Primitive Affliction that targeted right-wing groups complete with bomb makers, rogue undercover agents, and a motorcycle front group. Higher-ups of the Bureau were well aware of the operation, including former director Robert Mueller. They explained how the FBI source in charge of organizing the 2006 neo-Nazi rally in Orlando, David Gledi, had his cover blown. His handler denied that he organized the rally on several occasions, admitted only that he marched in it while insisting he didn't lead it. However, Gledi himself said he did organize it at the behest of the FBI, both in order to raise Gledi's profile within neo-Nazi circles and to facilitate surveillance by the FBI of rally attendees. Honeypot operations. So don't think this has only started going on since Trump entered into the political world. This event was 10 years before he ran for president. This was in 2006. They were already gearing up to make white American men the target of political suppression and oppression, manipulation, coercion, lies, and destruction. This is the American government. This is what they do. It's coming out now, but it's been going on for decades. False flag incidents, fake Nazi rallies, co-opting trusted media voices to spread their lies, and using those lies to gain more political power and authority. It's a feedback loop.
One of the most frustrating things about being awake to the globalist agenda is seeing the general public still asleep. By and large, not aware of the magnitude of the incredible danger they're under, but also the ongoing attacks and the magnitude of the death caused by the lethal injections, masquerading as vaccines. It is so frustrating to see people going about their daily lives oblivious, and you realize ignorance is not bliss, it equals death. But people are starting to really understand how serious things are, and that's a hard thing to do, because to wake up to a dystopic reality and realize that we're in the middle of a giant biological weapons war against humanity and then there's mass sterilization that's already taken place, cutting off all the major energy sources, is really hard to deal with, but it's the reality. Facing it is our only chance to turn this around, because stuff's about to get really, really nasty. InfoWars.com.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. And I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life, while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Welcome back, folks. We'll go to calls here in just a moment. Before then, I want to play this video from friend of the show, friend of mine, Alex Stranger, doing another presentation to the city council, this time in New Braunfels, Texas. He just published this, and you can find it on his Twitter at Alex Stranger. I'll go ahead and retweet it from mine, too, at Harrison H. Smith. Climate change lunatic wants to turn New Braunfels into a 15-minute city. It's time, folks. Let's watch.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. I'm here to talk about the most pressing issue of our time, and that is the threat of climate change, okay? Right now, Hurricane Beryl, it's ravaging the state of Texas, and that's because we're in a full-blown climate emergency, okay? And our only hope is for us to live more sustainably, and the only way to do that is to turn New Braunfels into a 15-minute city so that we can align ourselves with the progressive and climate-friendly initiatives that are posed by the World Economic Forum. And the World Economic Forum, they have done a fantastic job of guiding us through a series of crises and everything that they've said, Mayor, from COVID to Ukraine, and keeping our border open has been guided by a panel of experts who should never be questioned under any set of circumstances. And questioning our experts, it's a sign of right-wing extremism and a gateway to fascism. And I am sad to say that the state we live in, and also this city, Neil, it's filled with Trump-supporting, MAGA hat-wearing, American flag-carrying, and science-denying right-wing extremists who need to be surveilled at all costs. Because these terrorists, they're going to stage a cyber attack and destroy our grid if we don't keep a close eye on them. You know this is true. Just look at the people in this room, okay? You know, and this is also why our money needs to be connected to a central bank digital currency, because these MAGA QAnons should not be allowed to participate in society under any set of circumstances. And your bank accounts should be frozen if you leave your 15-minute jurisdiction, because driving your car and putting CO2 into the atmosphere is an act of genocide, because you are actively destroying our planet. We also need to allocate $75 million of city funds in order to install drop boxes in both Landa Park and Green Hall, because Joe Biden is the greatest president of all time. And the only way for him to win and save our democracy is by allowing as many undocumented migrants to vote as humanly possible. Thank you very much, Mayor and Council.
So I absolutely love that. Again, that's Alex Stranger. I love seeing the people cracking up behind him, knowing what he's doing. That's the way to do it, though, because it was believable. It's like, that was not absurd. That was what these people actually believe, just said in a blatant way. Absolutely incredible stuff. Alex Stranger on X. Now let's talk about what the World Economic Forum is really doing. Clip number 9, the gutting of the American housing market is in full swing.
The largest owners of single-family homes in the United States.
So today, we own about 30,000 single-family rental homes across the U.S., largely in the Sun Belt, and we've got probably about 75,000 people living in our homes.
You are a multi-billion-dollar company. You're publicly traded on the New York Stock Exchange.
Correct.
And the
Toronto Stock Exchange.
Toronto Stock Exchange. I even read in one of your own documents that your revenue went up last year by 67%. Is that correct?
Yeah, we're expanding. I mean, when you think about it, we have an incredible amount of demand for what we do. So, Leslie, in any given week, we might have 200 or 300 homes available.
For renting.
For renting. And we get about 10,000 leasing inquiries a week.
Rycon is trying to buy 800 houses a month. And there are companies even bigger. Invitation Homes owns more than 80,000 rental houses. American Homes for Rent, close to 60,000. Some of the all-stars of finance, Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, Blackstone, have put hundreds of millions of dollars into these companies.
Yeah, folks, it's all on purpose. People, you know, talk about how you can't afford a house these days. Well, it's by design. It's because you're not going to own anything. It'll all be rented. You will own nothing, and you will be happy because of the drugs they give you and the VR they enslave you in. It's all by design. The economic form is firing on all cylinders, but we're waking up.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nation iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. Then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Welcome back, folks. This is The American Journal. We'll be joined by Lucas Gage later this hour to talk about the censorship and harassment he is going under. We'll take your calls. Until then, I do want to remind you that the 1776 Super Sale is on at InfoWarsStore.com, keeping the spirit of 1776 alive and well in this age of deception and misery and lies. We will continue to fight for our God-given freedoms, and we ask, implore, beg, and beseech you to contribute to this mission. InfoWarsStore.com. You're getting up to 60% off our top-selling products, including 40% off things like Survival Shield X2, Ultra 12, DNA Force Plus, Survival Shield X3, Vaso Beats, Nitric Boost, Ultimate Fish Oil, Brain Force Ultra, Winter Sun Plus, all of these 40% off. Plus, you're getting a solid 25% off Vitamin Mineral Fusion, our top-selling product, and 60% off prebiotic fiber. All of this available on sale and ready for delivery at InfoWarsStore.com. Keep us in the fight. Keep the spirit of 1776 alive and get a fantastic product at InfoWarsStore.com. Your support is crucial, and we will not be able to continue this mission without it. Let's go now to your phone calls. We've got Info Warrior in Seattle, who has a suggestion for what is necessary at this late hour. Go ahead, Info Warrior. You're on the air.
All right. Thank you, Harrison. I'm calling to ask all my fellow Info Warriors to come with me in Operation Rainbow Snatch. And we're volunteering at our local Democratic Party. Everybody's volunteering right now. There's thousands and thousands of jobs out on, like, Craigslist. Just looking, they're begging for people. You're going to see a rainbow through a crack in a wall, and you're going to be able to shine your light on it. And when these people come and steal it this time, we're going to be able to spotlight where they are. So we need people out there right now. Thank you.
I like this a lot. Hold on. Don't go anywhere, InfoWarrior. I need more information about this because I think this is a very good idea. Because, you know, obviously, and we talked quite a bit yesterday about the way in which they have rigged the system. Like, it is rigged at this point. And we had a caller yesterday whose question has been stuck in my head ever since. Where he said, what are we going to do when they cheat again in 2024 in an even more egregious way? I mean, what happens?
Well, we have to be there. We have to be there. That's exactly the thing. Now, you have to be there now. You need to move now and get into positions and just see. Look, this is what I'm doing. I'm clutching my pearls, and I'm pretending everyone else is a celebrity. That is the best way I have always found to deal with when you're surrounded by, you know, when you're at a volunteer thing, you want to let everybody think that they're the celebrity, and they're going to just leave you alone. You just want to watch. You're going to see rainbows. There's going to be giant cracks. There's going to be FBI agents. There's going to be so many people. All you have to do is go, oh, look at that. Whoops. Oh, no. We're going to find these cracks because it's going to happen. But we have to be out there now. And you're going to also be able to find out who these people are who just stole your election. Because, Harrison, you're not going to be here January 6th. I mean, you're probably going to be making your video, you know, Mr. Smith goes to Washington, too. That's probably what you're going to be doing. You're not going to be here at InfoWars because we're going to be gone. You got to be out there now because you got to run to your sheriff. We had a great interview about who to talk to. You know, we can do this now. You've got to go now.
Thanks. Yeah, I think this is a great idea. I mean, obviously, we've been encouraging people to volunteer for their, you know, local election committee no matter what, and doing it, you know, through the Republican side and making sure we have observers there. But I agree that it'd be a lot more effective to go in as a Democrat. It'd be a lot more effective to go undercover on this and be seeing what they're up to on the inside. And look, this isn't even speculation. We've covered the Detroit leaks ad nauseum here. The Detroit leaks was an audio recording of the training session in Detroit, and it was training the vote counters to cheat. That's what it was doing. It was training them to pretend to give people a temporary ballot, you know, I forget what they call it exactly, but the ballot that you're supposed to cast if, you know, your mail-in ballot didn't arrive or whatever. What was it? Provisional ballot. They trained people to give a provisional ballot to voters whose mail-in vote had arrived, but they claimed they never sent in a mail-in vote. We've covered it so many times, but that's they say if somebody comes in and wants to vote, but you already have their vote from a mail-in ballot, and they say, but I never sent in a mail-in ballot, that's not my vote, then give them a provisional ballot, let them vote, and then when they return the provisional ballot, throw it away and count the one that's the mail-in ballot. They trained people to cheat, and we have the audio of it. That's because somebody in this training recorded what was being said and published it online. If you're not there to record it, we're not going to hear it. If somebody in there is not blowing the whistle, then all of their activities remain in the dark. So I think that's a great idea to go and Operation Rainbow Snatch. Snatch the rainbow. Operation Rainbow Snatch. I think that's a brilliant idea, InfoWarrior. Thank you for calling in with that. Let's go now to Jefferson in Virginia. Jefferson, I am seeing more and more people making your argument for you online these days about the ineligibility of Kamala Harris to be president of the United States. Thanks for calling in, Jefferson.
Hey, good morning, Harrison.
Good morning.
Yeah, I'm not sure where you're seeing people making my argument, but I'm glad people are starting to gravitate toward that realization. I actually went to the trouble of calling your attorney general's office, Ken Paxton, and actually had a nice conversation with a man named Michael, and he took down all my points, and he didn't rush me through it, and he agreed with me at the end of the conversation. So we're making a little bit of headway here. I actually did the same thing with Andrew Bailey's office, and I called Andy Harris's office here in Maryland. He's the only Republican congressman in Maryland, and his staffer at the Capitol Hill office was very receptive to the argument. He was all up on the John Eastman article on Newsweek back in 2020, and he was on point. I actually congratulated him that for a young man, he was really attentive to the issue. And it's just amazing that we have to get this close to disaster with Kamala Harris being the president before anybody in politics starts to take this issue seriously. And I've been on this for 4 years calling congressional offices, and it's just at the last second that people are finally able to say, holy mackerel, this is really something that we need to look at. And I'm going, really? I mean, you had Ted Cruz, who was never eligible, running for the presidency, and Donald Trump actually told him to back off in a tweet on Twitter, or he was going to use his standing to show that Ted Cruz was not a natural-born citizen. And then Ted Cruz sort of wilted away. But it's just amazing that our current president knows that Ted Cruz isn't eligible, but doesn't talk about it very much. And we're all just sort of realizing that we've all been duped. I mean, it's sort of an eye-opener. That's what I want, is the trance to be broken, that people can say, you know, they lie to us about everything. We know they're lying. They know we know they're lying, but they still lie to us. And this eligibility issue is something that the Supreme Court is derelict in their duties, in their unwillingness to give anybody standing to simply say, we just want you to make a ruling. The lower courts have made mistakes saying that a 14th Amendment citizen is the same thing as a natural born citizen. It's an easy thing to resolve, and the Supreme Court just does not want to fix it. So it's just a dilution of our understanding of citizenship. Now, to be a citizen is just to be the bill payer, and the people that are sneaking into the country get all the benefits that we're supposed to have for ourselves, but they're overwhelming our economic system. The Cloward and Piven invasion is facilitated by people not understanding what a natural citizen is and what a native citizen is, and the difference between someone that's merely born here to an illegal. All of that's been mixed up in their head to the point where they don't understand citizenship anymore. It doesn't mean anything. It's been diluted.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And I know last week you offered to come on and do an extended appearance with us and provide us with a bunch of documents and things to back up what you're saying. I'd like to take you up on that offer. So I'm going to ask that you hold on and talk to my producer, because I want you to get with Matt and arrange a time later this week or maybe early next week that we can really dig into this and shine a big spotlight on it. Here's just some of the things I've been seeing crop up. This post, I guess, was deleted at one point, but it was from roaming_RN. At the time of Kamala's birth, her parents were not U.S. citizens but foreign students. As the daughter of non-citizens, she is an anchor baby. She is not eligible to hold the office of the President of the United States. That from roaming_RN. Now, apparently that had been deleted. Maybe there was something about publishing her birth certificate that maybe it was wrong or illegal to do that. There's this Newsweek article that was in 2020. That was one you were talking about, but I've been seeing it posted again recently. Gunther Eagleman on X: did you know that if we did away with birthright citizenship, then Kamala Harris wouldn't be eligible to be vice president under the 12th Amendment to the United States Constitution? No person constitutionally ineligible to the office of the president shall be eligible to that of the vice president of the United States. So he's saying that we have to do away with birthright citizenship, but I think you're right, Jefferson, in that she's already disqualified, ineligible. The Confluence on X posts under a Reuters report: can somebody please have the journalistic fortitude to ask Kamala Harris, can she even be president with her parents not naturally born, making her ineligible? Enough of the charades. And again, I've been seeing this posted more and more. So more people are latching onto this, and I want to contribute to that as much as we can. So, Jefferson, if you wouldn't mind staying on the line, and our producer will get with you, and guys, we can just come up with a time to schedule with Jefferson and get his information. I would love to do an extended report on this, because I do think it's very important to get ahead of this now before she's actually, you know, replacing Biden in the running for this. So thank you, Jefferson, and stay on the line. Our producer will talk to you momentarily. Let's go to looking for names I don't necessarily recognize. We're getting a lot of return callers. Let's go to Curtis in Indiana. Curtis, thank you for calling in on the Constitution. You're on the air.
Morning, Harrison. I got something that needs to be pointed out that I don't really hear a whole lot of people saying. And the Constitution of the United States is the basis for all law in the United States. So all these people that think that they can get around and kind of skirt the Constitution, they need to be aware that without the Constitution, there is no law.
Right.
All that exists are policies, codes, statutes.
Right.
And those are not law. The only law in the United States is the Constitution. I challenge anyone to say that our government is performing any of the enumerated services that they are under contract to perform, Article 1, Section 8.
Yep.
And Article 1, Section 9, Clause 4, states that we don't, they can't make an income tax unless they make it per the census.
Right.
I mean, these are just many things. There's actually no law. I've read the IRS code, and that was a very lengthy book, by the way. And there is no law that says that a living man or woman has to pay income tax in that book.
I've heard that.
I was going to claim the prize. There's like $50,000 reward for anybody that could find it. So I was going to try to claim that $50,000 reward, but it's not there.
Right.
There's nothing there.
Right. I've heard bizarre stuff about it where it's like the law says you have to report your income, but you don't actually have to pay it. Like, it's really weird. I know people who are like, yeah, I report how much I owe, but then I just don't pay it and they've never come after me. I don't know. I'm not going to give you that advice. I'm not going to mess with the IRS anytime soon because, as we know, law does not really hold these people back. They are operating unlawfully, but you're exactly right about the Constitution. And that's why we need a reformation. It's not like we need a revolution. We don't need to come up with some new system that hasn't been tried before or has been tried 1,000 times and failed every time, like socialism. You don't need a revolutionary new system. We need a reversion. We need a recommittance to the Constitution that we already have.
There's also a buyer beware on gold and silver. Everybody needs to keep in mind that no less than 3 times in history, gold and silver has been basically confiscated from the American people.
That is very true.
Right?
Yeah. Buy silver and gold. So, just do it in cash.
Yeah.
That's my advice. I'm going to move on to another call. Thank you very much for that, Curtis. I appreciate that call. Let's go to Dennis in Florida. Go ahead, Dennis. You're on the air.
Yeah. Hi, Harrison. It's a pleasure to talk to you again. I've called before, as you know. It's so important that we discuss the plans for New America and the Global Republic, because what you just said is true. We have to revert back to what we were. The founders were correct. And the only way we're going to do that is to unite the world now in Christ, love, and reason with the plans that they've been expecting, because the world, they're expecting these plans to free them. We need to have 10 Americas so everyone can be free. And when we unite, we're going to be able to defeat the elite and save the election. And that is crucial. If we don't do it, they're going to steal it and use the courts to continue stealing it, and there's nothing we'll be able to do. Yeah. So we've got to unite now. Alex has got to broadcast the plans. I'm Dennis R. Torrey Jr., T-O-R-I-I Jr., and the plans are New America and the Global Republic. Everyone's got to study them now. I'm losing my breath because it's so exciting. But this is the time, and InfoWars is the fulcrum by which the world is looking to for solutions. So we've got to come together now, guys. We've got to debate the plans, and you should have me on the air there. I should come on the show and discuss this with Alex so we can work on it together, because we've got to do this before the election or doomed.
Tell us how to find your information again. Do you have a website or anything we can look into this?
I don't have a website, but if you search the plans for New America and the Global Republic, you'll see my YouTube video discussing it. And beyond that, a lot of it is suppressed. But I know my plans appeal to both sides. The Democrats are finished. They know it. And the elite know their plans are finished. These plans are a better deal for them and us. And this is going to allow, because the plans exist, it allows for judgment. Mm. And that means if they don't join us, they're going to lose their souls. And they know it. It's no small thing. It's not just not just crazy talk. It's like math. So now is the time. I'm sorry, I'm kind of losing breath on this because I try to get so much information in a short amount of time. We're in a desperate situation. If we don't unite the world now before this election, we are in big trouble. They're going to put us in camps and exterminate us. But I have hope,
and I know we're going to do this.
All we got to do is discuss it.
Well, I will check out your video, Plans for New America and the Global Republic. Thank you very much for that call, Dennis. Let's go to Jake in Ohio now. Let's talk about a potential false flag. Go ahead, Jake. You're on the air.
Hi, first off, man, I'm sorry for being off topic, but this is, I think it may be important because
So on Redacted, they had a false flag alien invasion using clones. Well, you have the movie, The Quiet Place, where those aliens can hear really well and are like super fast and super deadly. And then if you go to the Sumerian tablets, the Epic of Gilgamesh, that very thing is in there, and it's called Mbaba. Gilgamesh and Enkidu go to defeat it. It protects the cedar forest in Lebanon.
Hmm.
I mean, it's mind-boggling, dude.
Interesting. Yeah, it's amazing how much the cedar forest in Lebanon enter into ancient prophecy and ancient tales. Like if you listen to the history of Egypt, they're like the first thing that their number one god does is go to get cedar wood from Lebanon. And then in Revelations, there's these prophecies about all the cedars in Lebanon being felled by one giant blast, which sounds like a nuclear blast.
Right.
And now,
Here's another little tip for people too. The Satanists, they use what they call the 72 keys of Solomon, and those are these, Azazel, the phoenix. The phoenix symbol is actually a demonic symbol. I mean, this shit's mind-boggling, dude. So you know, look into some of that. And I left a message for Alex to get. I don't want to say anything about it on here because it's like mind-boggling and it's crazy. But yeah.
Well, how can we look at what are some resources that you're using to find all this stuff out?
Well, the Satanic Bible was number one. I read it when I was like 15, and the Necronomicon, I read that when I was like 15.
Hmm.
And I just remembered this stuff, you know, and you know, King Solomon used 72 demons to build his temple.
Right.
So they're actually using, you know, demons that King Solomon used. That's what the Satanists do.
Yeah, I believe it. Well, thank you very much for that call, Jake. Hey, and so it's not
off. Being off topic.
It's not off topic at all. I mean, there's no topic that we're sticking to. So, yeah, ancient prophecy and alien invasions equally as applicable to what we're talking about here as, you know, political stuff. I mean, this is what's happening in the world. And these people are guided by a satanic influence and look to, you know, ancient prophecy to dictate their modern behavior. It's crazy, but that's where we're at, folks. Let's go to Karen in California now. Thanks for calling in. Karen, you're on the air.
Hi, there is a Facebook page called Enormous Facts, and they're reporting on a housing complex in China, and it's by Regent International. It houses about 30,000 people. And
ooh, wait, 30,000 people in a single apartment block?
Yep, and it's on Enormous Facts. You can see that. And maybe additional, who is it? It's got swimming pools. You don't have to leave this place. It's got...
you don't have to leave, which is good, because you can't, right? It's the 15-minute city. No, this is the globalist view of the world. This is why we are concerned about China. People always have... I mean, there's this, like... you know, meme that's like, oh, it's the Chi-Coms. It's like, do you not know what the Chi-Coms are about? Saying Chi-Coms is not a cover for anything. We're talking about the Chinese communists and the fact that the plan for global enslavement is already rolled out in communist China in a very real way, in a very effective control system. They have the 15-minute cities. They have the control grid. They have the constant surveillance. They have the, you know, spy state apparatus just geared up, ready to go, ready to be rolled out in other countries. And they're sort of testing it in China, seeing how far they can push things. And, you know, the vision of the globalist world is an apartment building with 30,000 people. And then right next to it, you know, a office block looking thing that's actually a giant warehouse of, you know, pigs that are pumped full of growth hormone and antibiotics. And, you know, they'll extract the genes and make weird chemical soup. Meat replacement, and you'll just stay inside and you'll never be able to leave and you'll never have to leave, and everything will be tightly controlled, and it will do away with the uncertainty of human behavior. That's what they're really trying to destroy, is the spark of humanity that makes us unpredictable and therefore uncontrollable. That is what stands in the way of the globalist ultimate plan for enslavement of everybody, is the fact that Human beings can go anywhere we want and do anything we want and have a desire for freedom that is inborn and difficult to snuff out. But if you can slowly but surely increase the, you know, bars around the people that are living in your area, you know, one day they'll wake up and realize that they're completely enslaved and there's nothing they can do to break out of it, like what's going on in China. Barring some crazy natural disaster that, you know, the Three Gorges Dam breaks and floods the entire country and kills 20 million of them, there's nothing that's going to – there's no revolution in China. It's impossible. They have snuffed it out. And now they have 30,000 people living in a single building, eating slop, owning nothing, and being happy. Yeah, it's the vision of the world.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
I'm a humble person, and I want to say that I'm just a man, but I'm not just a man. Just like you, no matter what color you are, whether you're a man or a woman, you were made by the creator of the universe who had a plan for you, who has a destiny for you. And that's why the system hates you and fears you, and that's why they hate me. It's because the spirit I carry is one of justice and truth and courage and honor and will and love. My friends, the enemy's coming after me, not because I'm a loser, but because I'm a winner. They're coming after you, not because you're a bad person, because you're a good person, because you love God and God loves you. And so I signed up for this. I signed up for this fight. And I'm not a victim. I'm an overcomer. But I can't fight this fight without you. That's why I want you always to remember that I appreciate you and I thank you, because InfoWars is your fight. InfoWars is your baby. It's the thing you built. We did this together. So God bless you all. Let's keep fighting.
Let me take some brain force and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you don't get a high-quality gravity fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure Gravity Fed Water Filtration System for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is The American Journal. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. My guest is Lucas Gage. He's a veteran and an author. He's a U.S. Marine Corps veteran and the author of Thoughts and Reflections on Life. He was recently erroneously banned from X, so it's important to support him by checking out his website, lucasgage.com. That's lucasgage.com. And, man, you have been through a true saga over the last couple months, I guess, but especially in the last week or so. Lucas, welcome to the show, sir.
Harrison, good to see you. On terrible terms, unfortunately, but always good to see you, my friend. This has been an insane situation. Crazy what's happening to me in my family, not just me, my aunts, my mother, my sisters. These people are going full spectrum warfare on me in every angle imaginable. On July 4th, on Veterans Day, Independence Day, I was swatted by police. You know, I was sitting here, I got a phone call, hi, this is detective or sergeant, whatever. And he said, could you please step outside with your hands behind? I'm like, what the hell? And like, sir, just please come out. I said, I'm not armed. And next thing you know, I'm outside getting cuffed. Now, I wasn't under arrest. People said they shouldn't have cuffed you, man. Well, that's part of the procedure. They cuff you right, just for a little while, check out the house and everything. My wife's freaking out. No one's screaming or crying, but I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
And this is when I realized this is the first. Go ahead.
Well, yeah. Let's back up, because I've been following this whole saga on Twitter. It's been completely insane. But for those who don't know, and maybe don't even know what swatting is, right? Swatting is a tactic where basically somebody will anonymously call the police and say, there's a murder happening here, or this guy's suicidal and he's about to shoot his family, and they'll give your address. And so the police are obliged to go in guns blazing and treat it like a real report. Even if it happens over and over, you know, they can't take the risk of going, well, you know, crying wolf, we just won't go this. They have to go, and it can be very dangerous. You know, it's essentially attempted murder, because we've right, seen the way that some of these SWAT raids, you know, happen. It can be extremely dangerous for the people involved. So, but let's back up a little bit, because swatting wasn't the first thing that happened, right? This has been a steadily increasing series of harassment campaigns against you. So did it start with deliveries, like back up like 2 or 3 weeks ago? When did this all really start going, and what do you think was the impetus behind it?
Well, I mean, no, this actually, I've been doxxed for years. Okay. You know, my address has been out there. People have been doxing me on Twitter, and then, you know, saying all these things, getting death threats and email. To this day, I was getting text. I changed my number, so that's over now, but I was getting emails to this day. I just got one today saying, we're going to put kiddie porn on your computer. I'm like, right, what? You know, the crazy stuff. And these people sending these emails, they're using VPNs and things like this. But I've been getting harassed through digital warfare this whole time. Since 2020, whatever the case, this never ended, you know, blogs, ADL reports saying that I'm violent. By the way, if anyone, we might even get interrupted by someone getting a delivery. This just happened earlier. So right, if I get interrupted, my apologies. But, that's the digital front has been going on forever.
Right.
Okay, libel, slander, all that crap. But then July 4th was when it became a physical threat on my life. They finally swatted me. And, right, and here's what they're doing, Harrison. They're not even calling the police. So everyone's like, why don't the police just ignore it? No, they're calling the Veterans Crisis Hotline, and the police must respond. So the first night they said, Lucas Gage, I killed my wife, and I'm going to kill myself. So the police, they never – the thing is, I've been friendly with authorities for 40 years, so they know me. But they never got a call like this, and they know I'm a veteran with PTSD. In fact, I applied for my firearm permit, and I withdrew it because I couldn't get a doctor's note for PTSD. So the police department knows I'm a disabled veteran with PTSD. And so this is the first time they're getting a call about suicide, and they don't take that lightly, right, from the VA crisis hotline, and they must respond. They can't be like, no, he's good. They can't do that. So the first night was I killed my wife and my family, right? So that was the claim. The second night was I'm going to burn my house down or something, okay? And then they came back again. You know, they were in the bush. Look, Harrison, I go outside. I get a phone call. Please step outside, your hands up. And I go outside, and I'm like, I see lights, and people are behind my neighbor's bushes and cars, and they have long rifles. It was legit, like 10 people or more.
Right.
And they came up to me. So the first night, they were scared. Okay. They didn't know me like that. A lot of the officers I didn't speak to. Then the second night, they're like, okay, this is weird. And then the third time, there was no SWAT. So the swatting, the dangerous swatting of me getting shot is over. Now they know I actually spoke to the PD yesterday. I went to the detectives. they sat me down in a private room, no recording, no cameras. They said, you're the victim here, Mr. Gage. We're going to help you. So they understand that I'm the victim of swatting. And it's not just the police coming. And now it's funny because this is just some of the reports. There's at least 17 incidences, 9 of which are swattings. So they were getting I was getting, like, the police would come to my house to talk about, hey, Mr. Gage, we got a report that you're going to shoot up a synagogue or something. And I'm like, okay, I'm right in front of you. And while they were here talking about that, they got another report that there's a dead body in my house. Like, literally, the cops are in my driveway. Yeah, so these people are just calling the state police, the FBI, random numbers, they're everything like this. So they're using every method imaginable, including calling in gas leaks. Now, here's the thing. The gas company must check out the leak. So you right now could text the gas company in my town and say, there's a leak at my address. And they have to show up and they have to come in. And otherwise, they shut off the gas. So these people know how to work the system. And they're doing it constantly. They were sending me Domino's pizzas. Like, not paying. Everyone's like, why are you mad about it? They're not paying for it. They're spending $80 on pizza, sending it to my house. And I got to tell every Domino's, put me on a blacklist, stop sending them to my home. Chinese food. Then they ran out of Domino's pizza places. Then they started hitting mom and pop shops. And I'm like, okay, this is really pissing me off now because you're hurting small businesses. They're sending all these different restaurants. I'm like, sir, they're sending DoorDashes. Right now, they're sending people that are sending me charcoal. They sent me a Talmud. They sent me an Israeli flag, which you all saw what happened with those. But, yeah. You know, they're sending me books like Elmo's First Hanukkah, KY Jelly and a Banana or something like they're just trolling me now, but they're saying, look, we know where you live.
Right.
This is a psychological thing. And my wife and kids, I sent them away because I got it. The police came the other day, a couple of days ago, said, Mr. Gage, we got a report that a Jewish person is going to shoot up your house for what you did to the Talmud. And I said, you know what? Maybe that's not true, but maybe it is because I live next to Lakewood where there's a lot of Jewish people here. Maybe someone went crazy. So I said to my wife, get out of that. So no one's home but me. So I'm just sitting here. And people are coming to the house with deliveries, and I'm sending them away and telling them who's sending them. So I'm red pilling a lot of people while I can. But
I see people on Twitter making light of this, and oh, you're being sent Chinese food. Gee, how terrible! And it's like,
right.
Do you not understand? I mean, just imagine one day you get a delivery to your house that you didn't order, but they're on the receipt. It's your name and your address and your phone number, as if you were the one ordering it. It's a sign. It's somebody out there, some mysterious force going, I know where you live. I know your name. Right. I know everything about you, and just keeping you in a constant state of anxiety, not knowing what the next knock at the door is going to bring.
That's what it is, Harrison. Yeah, it's the fact that someone's showing up unwelcome, uninvited to my home. That's the psychological warfare there. It's like, okay, I'm sitting here right now. Someone could show up during this show. Okay. So it's like, it's not like they're sending me food that's paid for. Then I just get really fat. Like, thanks for the food. You know, It's not paid for. So the people who are coming here, the poor delivery guys who are spending their gas and their time to deliver the food I didn't order, and then it's unpaid for. The business is losing money. So these people don't care about anybody. They just want to terrorize me. Now, they're not going to break me. I mean, they think I'm a Marine. I have PTSD. That's true. I have anxiety. It is affecting me, but they're not going to break me. Because I've been through war and hell, man. You think a few deliveries are going to break me, a few Chinese? It's annoying, you know, but I'm not going to be broken. So they failed. What they wanted to happen, Harrison, was on the first SWAT that something went wrong.
Right.
I went crazy. Maybe the police said, gun. My dog came outside. God forbid anything. My wife came outside on accident. And it was, well, officer, what? That's what they wanted me to die the first night and the second night. That failed. So now they're just harassing us and sending us all sorts of different things. So that's what they're doing now. It's just at this point, let's annoy him as much as possible. And like I said, send as many people as you want, because every single person who comes to my house, I tell them exactly who sent them. So I'm red pilling people as we go. I had the mailman talk about 9/11, USS Liberty. We're going through this whole thing. So I'm like, yeah, bring the guy. This mailman delivered 16 boxes. For small businesses, they were free. So these people know the system. Okay, we're going to get the small business. So 16 of them pull up to my driveway, and as he pulls away, DoorDash shows up, and the cops are there. So he's in there.
Right. So it's just a continuous stream of harassment, and all of this has to do with your criticism of Israel and Judaism. We'll get back to it on the other side. Stay with us. We'll be back in about 90 seconds or maybe a little more with Lucas Gage, lucasgage.com.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast, a 360 win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, the sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in a special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a war against the globalist, and people can't identify who's a patriot and who isn't. We want to identify as pro-human and anti-globalist. We want to let people know we're 1776 Part 2. That's why I designed this amazing 1776 red, white, and blue Gadsden flag shirt, so you can support the InfoWar and meet like-minded people everywhere when you wear it. When you wear these shirts, it creates an amazing amount of energy, and it's quite the adventure. So get your 1776 shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and get your Team Humanity InfoWars limited edition shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is antithetical, the complete opposite of what the globalists are pushing. So get both the Team Humanity and the 1776 Gadsden Snake Shirts limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Spread the word, meet like-minded people, and fund the 1776 revolution worldwide.
You know, working at InfoWars, you hear a lot of negative things about your place of work. One of the things they like to say about our supplements is we're snake oil salesmen. Well, folks, it ain't snake oil. It's fish oil, and it's incredibly good for you. Ultimate Fish Oil is now on sale, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. If you only take one supplement, it's likely that's fish oil. It's probably the most popular supplement on Earth at this point for very good reason. People realize how good it is for them, and this is the best stuff on the market. Studies suggest that fish oils and fish oil supplements can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and prevent cognitive decline. So whether you're a first-time fish oil shopper or whether you're somebody who has taken fish oil for a while and is looking for the best quality available, go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. It's going to sell out fast because that's what happens when you have fantastic products. Help us fight the global agenda and also improve your health with fish oil. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. This is The American Journal. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. Lucas Gage is my guest. LucasGage.com is his website. But you got to go to bio.site/LucasGage. Bio.site/LucasGage. There you can find all of his social media outlets. Not including X, because he's been suspended for 6 months, and we covered it a little bit yesterday. Very strange occurrence where Elon Musk actually posted your tweet and said this is the tweet that got him banned. And it's like, okay, but now you're posting it. So how does that make any sense? And now you've been banned from Twitter now, where you were getting a lot of this information out. You've endured this continuous harassment campaign. Luckily, the local police now are aware that the swatting attempts are just that, and they're not responding guns blazing like they would normally to calls. tell us about the censorship and how you feel about the fact that you've now been kicked off of Twitter. I mean, you've been on this before, and we know your message. You're not a violent person. You are not calling for violence. You use strong language, and sometimes that's interpreted as calls to violence, but they're clearly not. So, I mean, how do you feel about being banned in the middle of all this?
Well, yeah, I mean, the tweet that he shared, I was shocked. I thought maybe the ban was coming from the Israeli flag being cut with the sword, you know, and all that, or the Talmud or whatever. But well, no, it was this.
Let's explain that real quick, because two of the videos you posted before being banned was cutting an Israeli flag with a gladius and burning the Talmud, the holy book of the Jews, I guess. Why'd you do that? I mean, what was that about?
Well, so the Israeli flag was sent to me by the people doxing me and swatting me. So this was like, so I first stomped on the flag as an act of, you know, defiance. And then I said, well, I got to throw this thing out. And people burned the flag. Let me do something different. Let me use a sword, you know, a gladius sword. And I'm Italian, so I'm related to the Roman peoples. And I kind of did a tribute to that. And then I said, this is for the people. This is for JFK, RFK, JFK Jr., this is for the people of the USS Liberty. This is for the people of 9/11, and this is for the people of Gaza. And I destroyed the flag. And that's been going viral in the Arab world. I mean, literally all over the Arab world, because they sent me this as a form of intimidation. So I'm not going to respect this enemy flag. The people say, oh, we despise Israel. We despise Zionism, but we're going to respect this flag. So I destroyed it. And I destroyed it in a unique way with the gladius. The Talmud is it's not the Torah. It's a book that explains the laws of Judaism, and that Talmud, which, by the way, wasn't the original, it's not the full volume of it. It was an English version sent to me by, again, the people swatting me as an intimidation. So I said, I'm going to destroy this book. You want to send this to me and insult me? I'm going to destroy it. And that Talmud is what allows the Israelis to blow up babies, because in the Talmud it says that we're subhuman. In the Talmud it says Jesus Christ is burning in hell in a vat of semen and excrement. That's what the Talmud states. So it's insulting to us. And I said, oh, you want to send me this book? Okay, and let me say this. My wife said, please don't burn it. It's beneath you. Don't do it. I said, I have to. Why? Because they're sending mom and pop shops. They're hurting people. And because of the beliefs in the Talmud, the laws in the Talmud allow these people to be Jewish supremacists and harm us. So it was an act of the people say it's cringy. Why'd you cut the flag? Yes, I could see that. It's over the top. But it's an act of defiance. The people who swatting me put my life in danger, my children and everything. So I don't care what it looks like. And it's revolutionary, right? It's something like, let's take it to the next level. I don't expect a politician to do it, but I'm a type of revolutionary person. Okay. So I'm on the front lines. The way I speak, you're right. It is aggressive. It's like a drill instructor. Everyone knows that. I was in the Marine Corps. I'm here to inspire people to take action. I'm not here to educate people like an intellectual. We have plenty of intellectuals, plenty of documentaries. What we're missing is passion and fire to get people inspired to do something and stand up against this supremacy. So that's why I did those things.
Right. And you know, to me, this is about censorship. It's about free speech. If you can burn an American flag in America, and we all recognize that that is free speech.
Well, a Quran is being burned all the time. So this opens another conversation. Why can a Quran be burned on X with no problem, but this Talmud can? You know, it's like, what's wrong with that? But again, Harrison, I wasn't banned for the flag or the Talmud. I was banned for this tweet,
right,
quoting a rabbi talking about Jewishness and how it could be poisonous to the Gentiles. He's admitting that. And then I say we have a right to remove this isms and these types of people, meaning that the people who believe what he believes from our, that's not violent. If I say we have to remove Joe Biden from power, does that mean kill him? No, it means get rid of him, you know, legally through whatever systems. So it's like there was no call to violence. If I show a lawyer that, he's gonna be like, there's no call to violence there. So the richest man in the world is basically slandering me, libeling me, saying I'm calling for violence, which in turn inspires more people to send in SWATs and other things. If you're a Jewish person and it says Lucas Gage is calling for violence against Jews, you might jump in on this campaign to harass me. Like, well, screw him. He's trying to kill us. And that's why it's dangerous that Elon Musk has not said, okay, this is not true, or taken down the post, or reinstated me. So I actually probably have a lawsuit, which I don't want to take. And I appealed to Elon. I said, Elon, I don't want to do this, but people are telling me this is a libel. And financially now I'm losing things. My physical body's in danger. My family, psychologically, I have PTSD. I have a lawsuit here. I really do. But am I really going to spend millions? I don't know how much it would cost. I don't know. But this is wrong. The richest man in the world is libeling me because I did not call the violence at all. And all my followers and friends are showing him, wait a minute, what about this guy saying glass Gaza? What about Christopher Wood said, kill them all, hashtag kill them all. There are no innocents. Blow them all up. Dr. Eli David saying things like this. This one guy, Jakob Wolf, exterminate entire gene pools, kill everybody. Those aren't incitements to violence. Mine is not. It has nothing. It's with ideology. It's with certain kinds of people organizing the destruction of our society. They're saying kill all Palestinians, like literally mass murder them, laughing about it, and nothing is happening. By the way, Harrison, there are people on Elon's platform admitting that they're swatting me. They're the, I did it. I was the one who sent them this. Why are they? But people dox my social security number. I mean, this is not some guy in the basement. This is a coordinated attack, which I think is Israeli intelligence. And we know Twitter has a lot of Israeli intelligence. In fact, Elon just had to get over this whole Authentic situation. We were supposed to give an Israeli intelligence operation our ID. So we know the Israelis are all over Twitter, and they're using it to manipulate everything, the narrative, and literally launch this campaign against me and my family openly on his platform. So it's like, hello, Elon, not only are you libeling me because I did not call the violence, where's the call to violence in that? There is none. Everyone knows it's nonsense. Everyone knows it's not dangerous at all. And nothing's being done about it. So this is why we have this huge conversation on Twitter. I've been trending in the Explore tab for like 3 days now. You know, Elon Musk suspends this guy. It's freedom of speech debate. The Muslims, why can we burn the Quran and not this? Everyone's talking. Even people who hate me are like, this is wrong. Well, I don't like Lucas Gage, right?
Right. And look, if you'd called for violence, you'd lose my support, too. I get that you totally.
I would
line.
Be arrested.
Right.
Harrison, I would be arrested by the police. You called for the murder
actually,
of Jews.
Because that actually is illegal. And this is the thing about free speech. This is the cost of free speech is some people have to be offended sometimes. Sometimes the things that you hold sacred or you hold holy will be destroyed by people who don't. And that's free speech. And that's a very small cost to pay for what we get as a benefit, which is the right to think for ourselves. So it's an important thing to be able to do things that are even offensive, but they're not violent. They're not hurtful to anybody. Hurting a symbol is not hurting an individual. It's not hurting anybody. It's the same as somebody burning an American flag, which we recognize as perfectly within the bounds of the First Amendment. I don't think there's anything wrong with this. And I think the fact that you're being censored is a portent of things to come, and I actually have a video I want to go to. It's only about 30 seconds, so I want your response on the other side. It's the president of the World Jewish Congress calling for very extreme hate speech measures that will send people to jail for anti-Semitism. Let's go now. This is the president of the World Jewish Congress.
All world leaders, all politicians must lead in this effort. Words are not enough. Political speeches are not enough. Laws must be passed, severe, tough, real laws that will put these hate mongers away in prison for a long time.
Putting people in prison for a long time for speech, it is as antithetical to the American Foundation as you can possibly imagine. I don't care which group is justifying it or calling for it. It's wrong, and no religion should enjoy that sort of supremacy. What's your take on that, Lucas? Have you seen that clip?
It's funny. The tropes write themselves. You know, the antisemitism.gov, whatever, says, you know, you can't talk about Jewish conspiracy. Here's the World Jewish Congress telling all the world leaders they need to pass laws to get rid of, literally jail anti-Semites for anti-Semitism. Right. I mean, this organization spans over 5 continents and 100 countries. So it's the World Jewish Congress. It's like a worldwide agenda to tell our leaders this is what they must do. For what? Offending these people? And by the way, they never call you a liar. They say you're an anti-Semite, you're a Nazi, you love Hitler, you're whatever. They never say, Mr. Gage is wrong. This is not true. There is no control of the media or whatever else. They don't do, they just shut people down because we're telling the truth. So they're not coming after me, Harrison, because I'm a flat earther or something, saying something that makes no sense. They're coming after me because I'm telling the truth about this global conspiracy by this Jewish supremacist mafia. That's why they're coming after me. Well, there's no other reason for it.
And they're expanding the you know, what qualifies, you know, Meta just said you can't talk about Zionist anymore. So it's just any aspect of this is being shut down in a very aggressive fashion. Well, our prayers are with you, Lucas, and your family undergoing this harassment. I'm glad that you guys are safe. I hope it stays that way. LucasGage.com, bio.site/LucasGage. Experiencing a lot of censorship and harassment right now and could use our support. Stay tuned, folks. Alex Jones in 90 seconds.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Omega-3 fatty acids are needed for optimal strength, and they can only be obtained through diet. They can be found in grass-fed beef, which is why the ruling class is trying to ban it. And they can be found in fish, which are arguably the best source of omega-3s. But the problem today is finding fish without a high mercury content. Your best option is our Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. Omega-3 fatty acids are essential for both our neurological and cardiovascular systems, our brain and our heart. They improve mood, mental clarity, and immune function. Get your essential omega-3 fatty acids from the best sources available, Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil. Get some today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
It's Wednesday, July 10th, 2024. Get ready.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the...